Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Smelly
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
I'm gone.
Yeah, I gotta get up in here early, man. Going down, man. Yeah. My homeboy right here, Crime City Records in the background, man. Doing it real big, holding it down. My homeboy Krim, making a lot of moves, you know what I'm saying, down here for the 813, man. Y'all already know how we do. And, man, look at here. I had to get into the building early because, let me go ahead and tell y'all what's really going down, man. We got. I'm telling y'all, I got the... Yeah, I got some people coming through today, man, and we're going to be going in. Today is Wildin' Out Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, because we got a lot to talk about. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady hanging out early up in here. And the first thing we got to talk about, some shit that popped over this weekend, is Badass Disrespectful Kids. I was supposed to do a whole show on that Monday. But then I had to do Lost My Voice Monday because I lost my voice. I'm cover that first thing. Then we got number two on the list, Janky Ass Clubs and Promoters. I know I did a whole show on that, but of course, we got to go back into it. If you missed the show yesterday, you know what I'm saying, we went off about these fluky, fake-ass motherfuckers coming out here with these damn so-called award shows and shit. You know what I'm saying? So now we going... Get on for that. We're going to talk about the actual janky-ass clubs and the promoters and managers of the club. And then the third one is Artist Grind Time. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to talk to the artists. I got some artists are going to be calling up, you know what I'm saying, throughout the show. And we're going to be talking to them, you know what I'm saying, because it's time to grind. Whatever you're not doing to get your grind on, today we're going to motherfucking get that shit started. I'm on BMI.com getting registered. You know what I'm saying, with BMI, so I can get paid for my shit. You know what I'm saying, very important everybody get registered so you can get paid for your shit. If you're not registered, get your ass out there and get registered, get signed up, you know what I'm saying. It's going down. Shout out to Miss Shelly K, who we got, we're going to have on the show coming soon, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. And I gotta make sure I hit him up, he's coming through, but my homie, famous comedian Meech Dog, scheduled to come through and give everybody an update, you know what I'm saying, on world events in his own special way, you know. And don't forget to go check out www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio. Got new videos, funny commercials and stuff, you know what I'm saying, has been uploaded. So, you know, check back, you know, at least weekly, and you always, you know, see some new videos and stuff, new content. And, you know, so we're going in real big on that. I'm waiting on a couple more calls in, so what I'm finna do is go ahead and get into one of these. And you know, my birthday coming up, February 11th, y'all 2 weeks away. Shit, if my money right, I'm gonna be in motherfucking Hawaii. You know, I do not prefer to be here in Tampa trying to party in one of these local clubs and any of that shit. Got a special friend, you know what I'm saying, that I want to go and see in Hawaii, and it's worth my trip. These punk ass motherfuckers down here talking, no man, you don't need to go. The fuck you talking about, dog? You old absent, closed minded motherfuckers, y'all need to get the fuck out of the damn town and take your music elsewhere. Stop trying to motherfucking hang around the goddamn city all the fucking time. I say fuck Florida. I ain't sending no motherfucking keeping the music in Florida. The bitch gonna be everywhere besides your state. And that's how you successfully motherfucking break records and come up in the game. But it's never gonna be from your own home state. Believe that. Shelly K and the building people, Mr. Special Friends. Don't forget February 11th for all my Aquarius out there. Aquarii. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. The whole month of February is Black History Month. We're gonna be doing something special for the show. In memory and honoration of that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check us out, man. Wrecking the Game Radio. Starts your smelly pride.
Through. Yeah, I'm dead, bro. fuck again. I ain't ready to go. We can drink some more liquor, roll a blunt of that drove. Butt naked, no clothes. I mean, you pussy hoe. Eat it up, suck it some more. Baby, let me fuck again. I ain't ready to go. We can drink some more liquor, roll a blunt of that drove. Butt naked, no clothes. I mean, you pussy hoe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This your boy, Ben.
Yeah, that's Banshee, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Doing that real big. And, yeah, everybody going to start getting, you know, paid for these spins and shit, too, man. So, you know, look out for that. You know what I'm saying? I got to register as a music publisher. I believe that's what it is. And I got to look a little bit more into that. But a music publisher is actually, I believe, and me and Ms. Computer Lady have been discussing this on the bridge, that... you know, we're trying to figure out how to get you, you know, the artists and stuff paid, you know, through BMI, ASCAP, and all that kind of stuff. I'm signing up to BMI, and BMI talking about it's a 2-year period before you can actually register with somebody else. So I'm wondering, is that with ASCAP, C-Scan, and all that, or, you know what I'm saying, are they all, what are they talking about? That's what we're trying to figure out. And, you know, she gave me a happy early birthday, so I want to give one to her, to her sister. You know what I'm saying? Happy early birthday to your girl. And that's real. But we are going to have a she gave me a good idea to do with the Mingle Zone, which is another BTR host on this network. She do shows on Thursdays. So I think that'll be an excellent show that we all kind of, you know, collab on. And get a show done together where we all can just do some vibing and, you know, try to figure this whole little thing out. What the hell is going on with my shit? And speaking on badass disrespect for kids, and get this out of the way before everybody start bombarding the phone and shit. This went down Saturday night. Wait a minute, what the hell happened? The fuck did I plug in? Oh, plugged in the wrong shit, people. Customer came up to my property. Now, here in Tampa, Florida, I own my own business. You know what I'm saying? I run and operate my own business. Been doing it, you know what I'm saying, for 6 years now. So the chick came out, you know what I'm saying, I've known her about like 3 years, you know what I'm saying, she come out, her little badass motherfucking kids and shit, and one of the kids, not all of them, but one of the little boys, the baby boy, always has a problem ever since he came, period, to my little, you know, to my business, of picking stuff up without asking, and you know what I'm saying, and basically stealing, ain't no sugarcoating to this shit here, little motherfucker stealing. All right, 3 years later, the little motherfucker now is 7 years old. You know what I'm saying? So she bring her ass out to my spot, make her little purchase. You know what I'm saying? She pick up 2 CDs. The time that we sitting here talking and talking, now I got my homeboy out here, so he watching over my stuff. The little boy, he pick up 3 snack cakes. You know what I'm saying? I got my little snacks and stuff laid out. He pick up 3 little snack cakes, and he runs off to the car. Okay, so now I ain't picking up none of this because I'm talking to his mama, of course. I'm not paying attention to the little child who's supposed to know his place and not to touch nobody's shit any motherfucking way if the parent was properly instructing the child what to do and what not to do and respect adult shit. Of course, this little motherfucker didn't have that. Yeah, that father figure is apparently missing because... The little boy sat up there and took the snacks. When I say, well, look, I'm going to charge you, you know what I'm saying, for everything he steal. Anyways, this little nigga come eating a motherfucking snack cake. Then when I tell her, yeah, well, don't worry, he can have it because you're going to pay for everything he just stole. And then when she turned around talking to something, why you stealing that man's stuff? Go get everything you stole. Why this motherfucker come back with another snack cake, throw it on the table, and then throw my other snack cake on the ground? Like, you know, my shit didn't mean shit. And it was his property to, you know what I'm saying, to rightfully do that. You know, so, yeah, I had to go off on him. You know what I'm saying? I went ahead and, you know, I went ahead and cussed their ass out, basically. You know, because the one thing about kids, and one thing I do not play is when it comes to motherfucking kids, you know what I'm saying, acting like motherfucking dogs. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to go ahead and put the motherfucking boot down on the ass. Do not play disrespect from no child from 1 to goddamn 18. I will get in your ass like a G-string. And not have time to play with you. It's not my motherfucking responsibility. Your parents better motherfucking take care of you. So, this little punk-ass motherfucking kid, after he throw my snack cake, and I tell his mama, well, look, you need to pay for this motherfucking snack cakes and shit. I say, I tell you what, you know, it's $1.50 worth of shit. Just give me $1 and we straight in the ways. This punk bitch hand me a $5 bill and stand there looking stupid in the motherfucking face. I'm like, okay, you have a good night. Bitch gonna tell me I owe her change. I said, what the fuck I owe you change for? Your motherfucking kid just stole 3 snack cakes, ate one of them, and threw my motherfucking shit on the ground, which I should have smacked him in his motherfucking mouth right then and there. When he did that disrespectful shit. Because I ain't, you know, pulling the belt out, that's too much attention. I'm just gonna smack you in your motherfucking head real quick. Bow! Get your punk ass down, man. Let me stealing shit. The fuck wrong with you? But either way, she's a bad parent because once he threw that motherfucking snack cake and he disrespected, she should have slapped him in his motherfucking mouth. I shouldn't have had to say shit. I shouldn't even have to swell up. I had to swell up and all because this stupid motherfucker sitting up here letting your goddamn child just get out of fucking hand. And he been stealing for years. I tell her, I say, okay, I tell you what then. Let me get that music back. I took the CDs back out of hand like a very professional person. I am. And then handed her $5 back, and I professionally told her, get your fuck ass off my lot, and take your little faggot ass up with you. Get your bitch ass off my lot. I don't play that fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, once you step over the damn line of common courtesy, well, then I'm gonna step over that bitch, too. I'm gonna jump over the motherfucker. You know, shit, I got only so much tolerance with ignorance. And when it comes to motherfucking kids, I really don't have none. So, if a parent acted just as childish and stupid as the child, I'm going to get in your ass, too. Yeah. So, subsequently, you know what I'm saying, the bitch called the police on me. You know what I'm saying? The bitch called the police on me. Police come out talking about, well, we got a complaint. We got 2 calls that illegal activity was going on out here. Who would smell so good? I'm smelling so good. Why the fuck is the police asking me my motherfucking 8K8 name? Because a snitch-ass bitch done motherfucking called police like I put my hands on her motherfucking ass. No, I hurt your feelings. I ain't never finna put my hands on no woman. Ain't no soft-ass nigga like that. I don't put my hands on women. Smack the shit out of a little kid, though, because you're getting out of hand, stealing shit. You know, you're wrong. So, yeah, police came out. You know what I'm saying? Me and my homeboys, we sitting in there vibing and shit. He stepped up, Thomas, what was the illegal activity? I said, look, punk-ass motherfucking kid came up stealing my motherfucking snack. His bitch-ass mama ain't want a motherfucking woman up. You know what I'm saying? And check his little bitch-ass. So when she motherfucking got out of hand, I took her products back, gave her money back, told her to get the fuck off my lot and take your little faggot-ass son with you. You know what I'm saying? The police laughing and shit. I don't think this shit's funny, though. You know? And then plus the fact that you calling the police, you's a snitch-ass bitch. So I fucked around. He talked to someone, well, was that the only illegal activity? Yes, on my business it was. I didn't call the police. If I called the police on a customer that had their ass removed, I would have did it my motherfucking self. I didn't call the police. So therefore, you don't have no jurisdiction to be out here. No rhyme or reason at all. And it ain't no such thing as no motherfucking anonymous call, period. You have to face your accuser. That's what the law states. You have the right to face your accuser. So ain't no motherfucker going to come up to you talking about, oh, well, we got an anonymous call. Well, you tell that anonymous motherfucker to come up here and holler at me then. Other than that, get the fuck off my line unless you got a search warrant. Crack a motherfucker leaving the lot. He turned around and told him, well, I did smell a little bit of marijuana, but I'm not going to press the issue. Well, you keep pressing on, Cracker. That's what you do. Thank you. And get your ass off my motherfucking property, too. Fuck you think you talking to, man? Play that shit around. You in the hood, man. Fuck crazy, man. Y'all already know how I do, man.
Can
you dig it? Yeah.
Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, you motherfucking right, man. Shit. They get on over here. I see my nigga killing outside the motherfucking bridge. outside and shit. Let me beam motherfucking ass wood. No sleep entertainment. No sleep films. You know what I'm saying? Bring them on up in here. Yeah, quick. Queen my dog, my brother. Crute T.
Queen my dog. Crute T.
What's happening? What is
same
good,
old
man.
Bro? New day, new shit. What up with you, man? I heard about that little situation you had over there, man. Old tragedy.
No, you ain't even hear about nothing yet, man. You ain't even hear about nothing yet. I was just getting the bad disrespect for kids out the way. We got three different topics to go into today on Wildin' Out Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
I got a show packed full of some shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Next on the list is motherfucking Coco's Lounge.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
You
called at the right time.
Brush, you have called, I mean, not at the right time. I got to play this song because I got a motherfucking flight to catch. But, yeah. That's how dramatic and drama is for the motherfucking right after this song, man. My nigga Ashwood right here. New shit.
Please.
Flight to catch. And we going in, man. Talk about janky ass clubs and promoters after this. Live. Y'all should smell it, Price. Boy, it smells so good in the building. Shouts out to Mr.
I'm on a roll, moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch, waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. My own friends wouldn't come to my $5 shows.
Uh-huh.
When I blow, they be begging me to sit front row.
Yeah.
Probably scream that I changed, cause I said no. Most of them fake, they wasn't rocking with me before.
Come on.
Used to have to pay the DJ to pump my song.
Later.
Used to have to wait last just to perform.
Yeah.
Kid had to humble himself, I know what it is.
It is.
It's sad cause most of these contests be rigged.
Yeah.
Wanna thank all producers for charging so much.
Uh-huh.
It's not a reason why I started making beats and stuff.
Yeah.
Wanna thank engineers for high studio time.
Thank
y'all got me on my grind. I built mine, had to wise up, now I record for free. Attitude like you won't get rich off me. As I ride the beat like Rockwalla with him.
Uh-huh.
Motivated cause I used to deal with favoritism. I'm on a roll moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. You can catch me at the open mic shutting it down.
Your
Ashwood, no sleep, the talk of the town. Hear my name ring bells like the stock exchange.
Uh-huh.
The flow make noise like some pocket change.
Come on.
Can't see me, my style is timid. I'm an artist, so I drew the door and put my foot up in it.
Come on.
Got the whole city hype like that's my jam. Grinding, trying to get my demo in the right people hands.
Kid,
I'm a problem, the streets ain't solved yet.
Nope.
High school, straight to the pros like Garnett. Working 9 to 5, punching in and out.
I'd rather be in the booth punching in and out.
Come on.
So get out my way, I got a dream to chase.
Shake
could be the king, cool, make room for the ace.
Move along now, I got errands to run.
Run.
Yo, still waiting for your taxes to come.
I'm on the road moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch.
Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch.
Nigga Ashwood right there holding it down. Real big live right here. You know what I'm saying? Starship Smelly Pride. Let me beam him back up in there real quick. Y'all excuse me real quick, man. Get on over here. Walk on over here. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. It's slow ass shit.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Yeah, fucking shit. Going slow. Yeah, no. Yeah, man, time to get off into this, motherfucking janky ass clubs and promotions. And yeah, as would. You know why they call me WDGE? You know why they call me Regular Game Entertainment?
Cause you be wrecking shit, homie.
Man,
what's the story behind that?
Regular Game Entertainment was started in 2000, the motherfucking two, due to the fact that Janu came to me looking for promotion. And after I motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, promoted her for about the shit first month, I was P&D Express when I first started out. Everybody, you know, really know me. I was P&D Express, you know what I'm saying, which was me and my cousin and shit, you know what I'm saying. After my cousin crossed me, you know what I'm saying, like family will do in business. That's why you don't mix family and business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came out, I was like, damn, man, now I don't want no P&D Express. You can keep that shit. I gave the nigga the whole business name, logo, everything.
Hmm.
I got a whole nother logo and shit for, I got another logo, you know what I'm saying, for my, I got two businesses. So, you know, a smart nigga like me, you feel me, even if a motherfucker do blow off of the name, nigga, I still gets paid.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because that's my business. I just left it to you to run. Go ahead and handle that. Anyway, so what I did was I came up with my own funky shit, but I had to come up with something that, you know what I'm saying, that just, you know, really stood out. And I was like, man, fuck it, man. I'm finna come out and wreck everybody's motherfucking game.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm finna wreck the game. Therefore, it stayed right there. It rolled off the tongue, wrecked the game, wrecking the game entertainment. WDGE, We Deliver Great Entertainment. All that came out at one time.
It is.
It was heaven sent. So after that, you know what I'm saying? That was my mark in the game. That was my stamp. You know what I'm saying? And then once that Wrecking the Game took off, dog, it is what it is today. So Wrecking the Game Entertainment is a company that set up to motherfucker not only promote and guide artists and entertainers, you know what I'm saying, as well as DJs to, you know, connect the network.
Mm.
That shit is also to motherfucking get some respect for artists, DJs. And anybody who fall under the motherfucking Wrecking the Game Entertainment umbrella. Because one thing I do not motherfucking play with is bullshit.
Yeah.
Especially not in this goddamn music industry. Last night, man, I went to motherfucking Coco's Lounge where my name is on the flyers. On multiple flyers, not only for Tuesday night, but also for Friday and also for Saturday night. Why do I go into a club last night and a motherfucker not only tell me that I can't DJ on my night.
Oh, shit.
These motherfuckers charge me $10 to come in the club.
Wow.
And the motherfucker stepped to me and told me that I can't sell shit inside the club.
Oh, hell. Yo, that right there.
I said, so you telling me you charging me, and it's karaoke. Now, this is 8 o'clock. Karaoke going on. Free to the public, karaoke. I say, so you charging me $10 to come into a free club,
mm-hmm.
regardless if I'm selling anything or not, and I DJ here. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. This weekend, mm-hmm. my brother, this weekend, we're going to have open mic live right outside Coco's Lounge. Everything I love. Everything I love, bro. I'm bringing the 15s out, and they're going to feel me, dog. They're going to feel me so hard. And I'm going to embarrass their ass so hard, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, niggas going to really, really understand what Wrecking the Game Entertainment is about. When I shut a club down, motherfuckers mm-hmm. is going to feel me. And that's all I'm coming up with. You know what I'm saying? Laying their asses down. You know, if you don't like it, fuck out the way. Yeah. Very, very disrespectful shit last night went down. You know, I paid my $10, though, shit, still, you know what I'm saying, brung my shit into the club, bitch, you got me fucked up. Still made my little money and wasn't what I could have made, you know what I'm saying, but made me a couple of little dollars back here and there, you know what I'm saying? And, it got real exclusively stupid last night. And I guess the niggas thought I was finna just act ignorant and tell up the club or something. No, fuck, nigga, I ain't gonna damage the Regular Game Entertainment name. Regular Game Entertainment ain't no just... You know, no stupid nigga. I just know how to handle you, nigga.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm.
I know how to handle you niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not thinking business wise. You think of like a nigga. You think of like streets. So you niggas not from the streets though. So therefore, you already fucked with the wrong street nigga. If that's the case, you should have known that damn Lee Smell is a street nigga. You seen me. All them niggas seen me on my block. Them been to my block. Know how I get down.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't even realize, I'm in the middle of the red zone. I'm in the middle of the hood. I'm in the middle of the most dangerous area in Tampa, Florida. At least according to the cracker statistics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of the red zone where bitches are scared to come. But I'm in that motherfucker every night till 3, 4 in the morning doing what I do.
Mm-mm-mm.
So now, and I ain't finna make it no permanent, but I'm just finna, you know, I'm finna show you niggas don't fuck with me. That I am the wrong one to fuck with.
Hell yeah. Sometimes you gotta
know,
do
so
that.
Tomorrow the generator will be coming out. It's already fixed. I had to rest my little money up, you know what I'm saying? Gonna get the generator out. And I'm telling you, though, I'm finna massively shut that fucking club down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, straight up massively shut that bitch down. I'm going to have every single person outside.
That's how you do it.
In the lot, guaranteed. Even I got free drinks over this bitch. Free drinks. Yeah, I'm going to get a gallon of gin to pour up a couple of cups. Yeah, fuck it. We all drinking free out of this bitch. You drinking gin. If not, you know what I'm saying? Have you a motherfucking a little something in the car, and then, you know what I'm saying, pour your shit in the car, whatever, but you can chill over here.
Mm-hmm.
Chill, burn, do what you want to do, because the whole key thing of it is, if you bitches call the police on me or anybody on that lot, what the fuck you think they finna do? They going to come after us, then they going to come into your motherfucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
So who got more to lose? Yeah. So that's the drama that went down. You know what I'm saying? Coco's Lounge is officially on the fuck you map. And officially, you know what I'm saying, on the motherfucking shutdown. But the motherfucker told me.
He's an asshole.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Straight
it's up. All good, man. When I walked into the motherfucking club, and a security pulled me to the side. He was like, man, you know, it ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't got nothing to do with this. You know, I told
y'all. Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you motherfucker playing the wrong one, man. But it's all good, dog. It's all good, you know. Smell don't play with kids, though, man. It's one thing about Smell. He don't play with kids, man. And
hell no.
Once you play me like that, you know what I'm saying, then I got to go ahead and come through and let you know, you know what I'm saying?
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all
hell
out
yeah.
of
bubble gum. All out of bubble gum, goddammit. That's what time it is. Yeah, my homeboy.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your boy DJ Party Time. I'm breaking the game in the tank. If you want to come follow your boy Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Wrecking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Janu, DJ Smell So Good, and my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash hit, Walk Like You Got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map. We doing big things. Holla at your boy.
That's real. And we got another one to come back in on right before we get into the nutty news of the day, man. We're going to talk about these motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, janky-ass promotions, too. Connected with the goddamn
mm-hmm.
club. Coming right back, man. This is Wildin' Out Wednesdays. Since my dog Party Time went over here and let y'all know who it is. Get to the Jolly Boat featuring Jake Creek. This is Walk Like You Got Good Pussy. You know what I'm saying? How we do it down here in Tampa Bay. Flow Week 8-1 straight, baby. Y'all already know. Let's go.
Get me high, I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, now that's no lie. You walk like you got good pussy, do that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy, do that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I need a broad, real jazz, sweet attitude. Toes in the nail done that sit up on the bar stool. I see you got your people to which I respect that. They go my number anyway, you gon' get back. I know you like it from the back. Yep, got them chinky eyes with them track runner thighs. I like the way you do it. You don't worry about nothing. Take it down, bring it up, do a little something.
You walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
You fine and you know, walking off to move me like you knew, like you knew. Booty so curved like it got scoliosis. Take your time with it, let me see it slow motion, let me see it slow motion. I'm talking about the way you do it. I know you like to ride it up and down on it like you got hydraulics. Make the dope boys wanna spend a few dollars. Let you hold the key to the Chevy Impala. Been a few corners with your girls gone shopping. All in the mall, everybody trying to holler. Your money ain't right, she ain't trying to be bothered. Hey, dawg, you got problems.
Round and around we go. Strip the money maker, let me see you get low. You got good foot, the girls don't let it show. You need some more love, and shout it, you can let me know. And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. How the hell did I get this way? Shook, shorty got me hooked like a fish on bait, a kiss on cake. Hard as it may be to believe, silly me. Good puss got me B-L-I-D-N-D. Many nights I couldn't fall asleep after the club, cause I hear your body calling me. Wanting to thug, I make sure to give you all of me. Think I'm in love, I'm addicted and it bothers me. More like a drug, cause she takes me high. I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these and then away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie. You walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I'm trying to find the damn number for that verse. Verse Simmons performed live this weekend, Club Encore, you know what I'm saying? Came out and did one song. He did a good thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate him coming out and shit, showing up and actually fucking performing. So I'm going to play this one song. This is Red Shades on the remix, you know what I'm saying? Verse Simmons, this is Buy You Around remix. You know what I'm saying? Going in real big. Coming right back. Don't forget. Got a couple more minutes, now the news of the day. Wildin' Out Wednesday, yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Major surveillance.
If you're a single lady, let me buy you around.
Damn shot, do my ladies one this month.
Let me buy you around.
Ladies!
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better, what's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron. I can give you what you want,
work that, work that.
I can give you what you want,
work that, work that.
If you came with your girlfriend, maybe we could be friends, do this every weekend. If you're a single lady,
y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the beans, so I always show the street, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. Don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you coming with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got yourself in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth for me, I just hope you contain it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it. We'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come from? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own.
I can give you what you want, work that, work that. I can give you what you want, work that, work that.
I know you came with your girlfriends, maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend, yeah.
You're a single lady, let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. You're a single lady, let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around.
So we can get to the kitchen and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So we can get to the food in the eye. And baby girl, we can do it all night. Up, up, up and down.
Tracking with that line, what's your name, what's your size? Like to rock a lemonade, I just creep it from behind. And if you're trying to get away, tell me what you got in mind. You can leave your whip, baby, you can hop in mine. Now tell them other cats, it's too late, they out of time. Fuck your man, out of sight, out of mind. Remind me of my 6'6 drop. You smell good like it's semi-op. Lace you with yellow ice, lemon drop. Mucho dinero, the money don't stop. Round after round, the drinks don't stop. Treat tonight like it's New Year's, the bottle's gon' pop.
In the hugging, if you get to it, we can get to the touching and the loving. Oh, so we can get to the boot in the eye. Oh, and yeah, girl, we can do it all night. I'm going up and down.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food, it's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore!
If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
Thieves.
If you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your tie.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right, we'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell,
you're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's
Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Y'all already know, man. Go get your goddamn.
Everybody else
man.
Is doing it. If he can handle Bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Yeah, that's my motto. You know, I ain't peer pressure or anything. You know what I'm saying? Let me beam my homies up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God damn it. Fuck is my beam. Goddamn, Timmy, get your punk ass out the way, Nick. The fuck out the way.
Timmy!
Timmy, get your ass out of the way, man. Fuck going on? Sorry, y'all. Let me beam people back in. Punk ass Timmy, you know what I'm saying? He be touching shit, you know what I'm saying? Running around, getting in and shit. Get your punk ass on, you little mother. All right, hold on. Here we go, people. Get your ass out of the way. All right, people. In the back of the building, Ashwood, motherfucking building. Got Crime City Records, I believe. 3-5 motherfucking dose. Goddamn Dade City up in this
Yes, sir.
You already know. Crime City, man, what the fuck's happening, man?
What's happening, bro?
Man, you tell me, dog. Man, please get this motherfucking update on the fucking shit that went down last night.
Hey.
Have you ever heard of some pussy shit like that?
Nah, I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Nigga, do you know I got these motherfuckers on camera coming in the door? I had the stripper holes, and I got the stripper holes on camera.
Oh.
Huh? Coming in the front door. Okay. Huh? Oh, and I got the $10 that I had to pay to come in that motherfucker. Oh, yeah, it's on camera. Yeah, this Coco's gone wild. Yeah, this boy smells good paying $10 to come up in a club that I'm on the flyers for.
Yeah.
That you're using my name to promote your club for. And it's my night, the motherfucking DJ. But because the other DJ got mad and did it to you twice, packed all this shit out and walked out, off, straight out on you, and left y'all ass in the motherfucking air. You turn around and tell me a real nigga, because a real nigga don't give a fuck about you pussy niggas. And it really hot because I don't want to pay their $20 a motherfucking day, 75 a week, to come up in there and sell my motherfucking shit. I said, okay, I got the mic anyway. You know what I'm saying? You know me, spray my own shit. Trey four, bitches. But I got something for them, though. I got something coming for them. This weekend, we're going to have open mic outside that motherfucker, though. And the lot set up next to Tsunami?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing the generator and everything. The big boys bring my 415s out. You know what I'm saying? Going to set the receiver up, set my laptop and everything up. See, fuck niggas don't think I got equipment, you feel me? I just don't, I'm just not bringing no equipment into no motherfucking club.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense to me. But since you bitches think I ain't got shit, I'm finna go ahead and bring the old block. I'm bring Trey 4 to you then. Let me show you how we do it. I'm gonna show you how we do it. But yeah, I will be wrecking their game this weekend. I'm gonna wreck their whole fucking game. I'm missing my banner. If I had my motherfucking banner, oh, Lord, I'd get extra stupid. You know what I'm saying? I'm missing my goddamn banner, man. I did a show at Fuzzy Manila's, and somehow the bitch got left. $70 big-ass banner. Bigger than the tent. Take up the whole background of the tent. That's how big that bitch is, a 10 by 10. Shit. It's all good, though. It's out there. Somebody got it hanging on their wall and shit. Reckon the game is in somebody's house. You know. But what's happening today, my brother? Give me an update. What the dude don't do?
Oh, man, everything cool. We're just hang out today.
Just hanging out. Yeah, man. What, I mean, what happened last night, though? It seemed like you were kind of pissed off, you know what I'm saying, after you got done.
Oh, you want the scoop?
Yeah, I'm talking about what the fuck happened, nigga.
Oh, you want the real scoop?
Nigga was going down, nigga. You know me. You know this is wrecking the game radio, nigga. We wrecked the motherfucking game through streets, radio, whatever fuck else. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it out there, nigga. You want me to motherfucking start dropping some email bombs? You know what I'm saying? We do that, too. You feel me?
Nigga,
get down. Drop an email bomb, you know what I'm saying, on their ass. And get some fucking music.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I mean, straight up, I show love to everybody, you know what I mean? Everybody. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? If you hating, you ain't gonna show love back. So my whole thing was, cut the long story short, you know what I'm saying? You had some folks that came down the road from me, you know what I'm saying? And they come and they little group and shit with another rapper from another city. You know what I'm saying? So when I try to show the love, you know, to my style of body and shit, they want to love from me. Keep their mouth closed. So you know I hate that. I'm showing love and then we're back. And I mean, so when I say come up with a fit, so I see I'm stopping with you, stopping with this. But you know how I do it.
Well, one thing pissed me off, you know what I'm saying, and Tampa, I don't know what the fuck these crackers be thinking, man. A nigga is not ignorant. A nigga is not a pothead to where he's not listening. You know what I'm saying? And one thing that you know, this is the janky promoters of it. You feel me? I just talked about the janky ass club. Now this is the janky ass promoters of it. It's TampaRap.com now. You feel me? Now, I don't know why niggas think I'm playing a motherfucking fool. This is how I played they ass. I called Christian phone when I first got there, but the motherfucking security told me not to set up my shit. Feel me? I called Christian. I'm like, well, okay, he ain't answering the phone. I called Joe G. Now, Joe G ain't even coming out. You see, with no cameras, no nothing. Now, Joe G talking about, well, I got shit to do. I got, you know, class and all this bullshit.
No.
It was bullshit. So I say, well, damn, man, you know, why am I here? The motherfucker telling me, you know what I'm saying, that I ain't DJing and shit in K-Style DJing. He gonna tell me something. Oh, I don't know, bro. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, well, I'm saying you ain't hear nothing. Well, I mean, I mean, they're saying something about something that happened last week. Listen how this coming out now. This is exactly how it's coming out. They said something about something that happened last week. I'm like what? What happened? What's supposed to happen? So I don't know, man. Something about you shut the music off or. Bitch, you know the whole fucking story. Don't motherfucking piece no shit to me, nigga. Cocker? The fuck wrong with you? Tell me what the fuck is going on. You bitches don't want me up in this motherfucker. You tell me. Let me be a real nigga and go ahead and cuss these punk ass bitches out and then go on up outside and continue making my motherfucking money.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Okay, now that's the little piece of shit that I'm getting from motherfucking Joe G. I done got the story already. You know, I talked to the nigga. The nigga told me something. I shut the music down. I took the equipment out and I left. Only thing I come to the club with, every club, is a motherfucking laptop. I shouldn't have to come with nothing else.
Yeah.
Just like I cussed motherfucking quick ass out about that shit. I said, nigga, hold on. I said, first of all, because when you stepped to me inside the club, I said, man, let me tell you something, bro. I ain't taking no blame for that shit. And I ain't snitching on nobody. But one thing about me is when I come into a club, I come with nothing but a laptop. I don't have no equipment. So if anybody took any equipment, it was their equipment. And if they wanted to take their shit and leave because they weren't getting paid, they took their shit and motherfucking got the fuck up out of there. Nobody finna put no overtime in for your motherfucking club. It was 2 o'clock. Bitch, that was long enough. The fuck niggas came at 1:30 asking us when we were shutting our shit down. So therefore, bitch, we shut our shit down. They in the motherfucking office jacking each other dicks or whatever the fuck they was doing and wasn't listening when I say turn your motherfucking jukebox on. I said it 3 times. All right, we finna shut this bitch down. Okay, boom. The nigga took it, shut the bitch down, and took his shit, and he walked up out of there. I'm left in that bitch with nothing but my laptop. He took his mixer and everything else. There ain't nothing for me to play with. You feel me? What the fuck I'm finna do? Sit around? Hell nah, I packed my shit up. Went to the motherfucking back, turned that goddamn jukebox on. It was about 10 minutes of silence, you feel me? And motherfuckers, you know, started leaving about that bitch. And then he finally burned their stupid ass up out the motherfucking office after they hear silence. And then on motherfucking Thomas, like, damn, man, we need music, man. Play some music, man. We need some music. I can't do nothing for you. I don't have shit. I don't have no music. The music's been taken out the club. But you shitting on me because I, you know what I'm saying? I ain't nothing to do with that. But K-Styles done left these motherfuckers on stuck twice. But that's just a place that I don't need to be at, period. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You feel me? So I was like, okay, call Christian, though. Get on the phone with Christian there. I'm like, hey, man, you know, I'm up here at the club. You know what I'm saying? All right, now listen, this is how he talking now. Yeah, I'm on my way, man. I'm on my way. All right. Like, ain't nothing wrong now. I say, you know, you ain't hear nothing about inside? No, what's up? What's going on? I say, so you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing about nothing. No, what's up? Tell me what's happening. I say, so you don't know nothing about K-Style supposed to be DJing. What's up? What you mean he DJing? I'm like, well, I'm in the club, and they talking about he DJing tonight, and I ain't DJing. Well, I mean, you said you wasn't coming to DJ in there anymore. Now, this is the conversation we had 5 hours early when he called me at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, man, we need to find another club, you know what I'm saying? But I talked to Joe G, and he said, you know what I'm saying, we just don't need to abandon the project completely, you know what I'm saying, before we find a new location. I said, well, yeah, it's just like my mama said, you don't never quit a job until you find a new job. I said, okay, so what I do, I go ahead and I sit up here, and, you know what I'm saying, I'll DJ tonight, you know what I'm saying? If y'all going to work through the shit, I'll work through the shit. Now I don't want to be there. I understand we need to find another place, you know what I'm saying? So I just don't want to, you know, drop the shit. And plus, I got everybody coming through, you know what I'm saying? You know, the motherfucker, let's do the damn thing. Meech Dawg, C Money, and all them supposed to be coming through. You know what I'm saying? With his little crew and shit.
Oh, no.
Fucked around, didn't come through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
I get there, the motherfucker tell me. This motherfucker tell me, well, man, I didn't know anything. Well, now he give me the Joe G story. Oh, well, man, they heard something like, well, Quick was saying, Teddy, I don't know none of them motherfucking names. I don't know who the fuck you talking about. But what is going on? Well, they saying that last week you shut the music down and that they don't want you to DJ in here anymore. I said, okay, so I shut the music down. I said, okay, that's cool. So, but I need to be paying $10 to come up in this motherfucking free club. He was like, well, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I said, true enough, you don't. But I'm just bringing that to your attention. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
So for the night that my motherfucking name and flies and everything else on, my own boy already talked. So now I'm already saying, you know what I'm saying? It's a lawsuit. That's a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
It's discrimination, straight up. You know, you telling me that this is a free club. Bitches are walking right past me freely. But a nigga that promote and DJ for the club has to pay $10 to come in this shit, regardless if I got anything on me or not. Nah, that's discrimination, homie. And that's why I got it on videotape. That's why I pulled the camera out. So I got my motherfucking evidence. Yeah, I am, and I'm paying $10. Yes, I am going to pay the $10 to come in here. Hell no, I ain't finna go off on you. I'm going to show you that you took the $10, you took my money, you didn't give me my money back, and you also told me all that fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already know what time that is, man. Time to get into the motherfucking nutty news of the day, goddamn it. It's going down real big, man. After the nutty news, we coming back. We're going to get into this last subject, man, the third topic for the day. It's artist grind time, man. You know what I'm saying? Got two artists on the motherfucking line, Ashwood Crimp. You know what I'm saying? No Sleep Entertainment. Motherfucking Crime City Records. This is how we do it, man. He's up in here, Regular Game Entertainment. Gonna bring y'all the nutty news of the day, man. This is news from all the way around the motherfucking world. And I mean the world. Yeah. Anybody been around the world? I mean the world. It's bad now. Y'all can sing along if you want to. I got ringtones for sale. You know what I'm saying? 5 cents. Don't want to have the ringtone. You know, I can stand. Gotta give me some motherfucking funky background music going on to read my news. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. Yeah, get some funky background music. Y'all hear? It's motherfucking Crime City Records in the motherfucking background. Money on my mind, goddammit. And we in motherfucking India. That's where we're going to start this bitch off. In New Delhi, where hundreds of passengers are stranded. Yeah, because of a man's filthy habit. All right. Anything coming out of motherfucking India, I'm telling you now, bitch going to think you're a terrorist. I don't give a damn if you got a balloon on the motherfucking plane. Talking about it's for a birthday and that bitch popped. Shit. He's a terrorist. Get him. Got to watch out. An Air India plane was grounded by anti-terror police when a passenger was found carrying matches. Yeah, to clean out his ears. Ugh. The flight from New Delhi, India to Bangkok was stranded for 4 hours after Rashid Rehman was found trying to carry a box of matches onto the plane. Bitch. Is you stupid? Is anybody stupid? You can't even carry a lighter on a motherfucking plane, let alone goddamn matches. Shit. Alright. That's to start your first nutty news off. That's India. Yeah. We're in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to South Carolina, you know. Dude coming down here, you know what I'm saying? Representing South Carolina real heavy at the awards. And he was up in the goddamn Coco's Lounge last night. South Carolina! MB Promotions! You know, shout out to that, brother. With Charlie Sheen's wife is in... God damn! They still married? I read a couple of weeks ago, this stupid motherfucker, I guess he was pill popping, whatever the fuck he was doing. He done jumped in public now, jumped on top of this bitch, put a knife to her throat and say he gonna kill her. Now, this motherfucker still walking around free though. Yeah, imagine that. Charlie Sheen's wife, Brooke Mueller, is in rehab. Yeah, according to a new report. She's undergoing treatment at a drug and alcohol rehab center in North Carolina. Mueller was recently treated and released from an L.A. hospital, reportedly for an infection related to oral surgery. Yeah, imagine that. Mueller has been arrested twice previously, once for DUI and another time on an outstanding warrant for cocaine possession. Damn. And these y'all stars, these y'all white stars, these ain't no niggas. So. These all white stars out there, you know what I'm saying? Be proud, white people. Be proud, y'all doing a good job. Nah, crazy motherfuckers. Let me get some more groovy music in the background, man. Let me get some more groovy music playing. Y'all know how we do it, man. Let's take this thing over here to, I don't know where the fuck is near Alton, but we're near Alton. Yeah. Where man kills his brother over who is going to use the bathroom first. Damn. Nigga, you couldn't hold it? Motherfucker. A childish argument between two brothers ended with the adult consequences Tuesday morning. Two brothers, ages 20 and 22, were arguing over who could use the bathroom first about 7:30 in the morning. Tuesday at their house. The argument became physical and relatives broke up the two men. Moments later, relatives told deputies they heard a gunshot. Jeremiah Hooper's 20-year-old brother had apparently shot him in the neck with a 37 caliber revolver. Damn. Little brother say tired of that bullshit. You know what I mean? You keep motherfucking picking on me, bitch. Pop your motherfucking ass. I'm using the bathroom now, nigga. Oh. That is fucked up, y'all. We're in Nova Scotia, I guess. I ain't been there yet, but we'll motherfucking be there. In Halifax, where a loose, what the fuck, loose ghost hawk, a loose gold shark. I don't know what the fuck headline. Dog and cat be on alert. A missing pet ghost shark. I don't know what the fuck that is. In Halifax, Nova Scotia, the supposed threat to small cats and dogs, is caretaker warned Wednesday. The ghost shark is going to be hungry because it's not being fed. So if people have small cats or small dogs, be mindful of that because the ghost shark, G-O-S-H-A-W-K, could swoop down and easily take a small dog or cat. God damn. The other week, motherfucking an owl swooped down and took a little goddamn dog and shit. And they found the dog cross town and shit after the owl dropped his ass and went back to motherfucking pick him up, but a car was coming. So the owl had to leave the motherfucking dog. And the people stopped and picked the little dog up. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Well, maybe use a condom once in a while. Yeah, that's the headline. Paul Shirley, the former NBA player who still plays pro basketball, penned a long letter today about Haiti and the consequences of its earthquake, in which he seems to hold both Haitians accountable for the dire state of the nation. Shirley, which is a guy, a fag, proceeds to criticize the country and its citizens before pausing to ask, shouldn't much of the responsibility for the disaster lie with the victims of that disaster? Y'all crackers is crazy, man. Y'all crackers is out y'all motherfucking mind. I mean, first the Reverend get on the goddamn TV on a Christian television network and sit up there and say, Haiti, it's y'all fault for the earthquake happening. You know what I'm saying? Because you made a pact with the devil in the 70s. Now, this stupid motherfucker is sitting up here talking about some shit, and the victims of the disaster be responsible for the disaster. What the fuck? How the fuck are you going to be responsible for a so-called natural occurrence? That's an excuse because you bitches don't want a motherfucking help. you faggot ass cracker, man. Fuck you. The hell you talking about? What the fuck sex got to do with a goddamn earthquake? Exactly. Not a motherfucking thing. What the hell are you talking about? Well, hey, and everybody a Suns fan out there, you know what I'm saying? If you had a Suns game, you need to hit that motherfucker with an egg or something because he made a bad goddamn move just then. You know what I'm saying? All these people trying to raise donation money and all this shit, you know what I'm saying, to help people out. And here you is motherfucking slandering them and shit. All right, imagine that. All right, let me beam one more boss player pimp up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, before we get back into the headlines. All right, I see MB Promotions off in the building, ladies and gentlemen. You already know.
Cheerio, how are you doing today? What up there,
cheerio,
man?
Cheerio, my nigga. Cheerio, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know who you was for a minute, you know?
You know, I'm like, switching in and out of personality, keeping haters up off my front.
Schoolboy bitch. You sound like a gay.
Oh, shit. Who said that? Who said that? Hey, Timmy. Timmy. You little motherfucker. Shit. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to talk to Timmy for a minute. You know what I'm saying? My bad. He be getting a little out of hand, y'all. He be getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me get back into some groovy moves.
Shut
what's
the
happening
fuck
with
up.
You?
You
hey,
who,
what?
I'm fucking spoken to, okay?
What?
This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
No, it ain't. It's my radio show, man. Talking to me like that, cracker. Fuck wrong with you? That was the cracker from the Suns and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay.
Talking
okay.
Shit to me again and shit. It's all good.
Wow.
It's all good. What's happening today, though, man? What's going down, man? You done missed it a little earlier. We had to talk about, you know, three topics of the day, you know what I'm saying? And Coco's Lounge made it off in there, you know. Of course, fuck Coco's Lounge, you know. And, yeah, man, we had to go ahead and go in on that. But this weekend, you know, we supposed to be having the unofficial block party, you know what I'm saying, right next door in the lot. You know, gonna pump the speakers up. We had the microphones out there and shit. And we do it real big. Yeah, you know, regular game style. You know.
Excellent game. Well, that's a hell of a name for that.
Hey.
Excellent.
Got to shut them down, man. It's a shut them down squad. You know what I'm saying? Enemies necessary. That's what it's all about. Enemies necessary, man. Come with some fuckery.
We go right through circles. Anybody try to put up the blocks and block a little pilot, may as well just lay on down. We're going right through it. Man, don't try to, you know, gatekeep us all some real niggas, you know what I'm saying? We try to be no gatekeeper now.
You know, one thing about affiliations and all that shit is watch who you affiliated with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't affiliated with nobody who ain't, who in the headlines right now for breaking an artist? Like what, you know what I'm saying? Like who? Like TJ, DJ, Slip and Slide? You feel me? Who in the headlines for breaking an artist right now? Slip and Slide records for Plies. You know what I'm saying? For breaking Plies records. Okay, now he fizzing out. Now what? Now what you got? Who up next? Who's next to blow?
Who's next to blow?
Who's next to blow? Who? I mean, what DJ coalition is pushing somebody to blow? Sucker Proof DJs is pushing Ashwood. Sucker Proof DJs is pushing motherfucking Crim Crown City Records. Sucker Proof DJs is pushing motherfucking Janu, Von & Von Shea. Sucker Proof DJs is breaking real motherfucking records. But that's the only people who I motherfucking affiliate with. Shouts out to MotorHipHop.com, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas is out of Fort Myers, man. Only cats that, you know what I'm saying, give you free promotions on mixtapes, pressure mixtapes up for free for DJs, part of the coalition, you feel me? Give out free email blasts for the DJs, you know what I'm saying? That's all in order to motherfucking get the goddamn music out there. That's what the fuck time it is. You know? Just some real for real shit. So, let me log back into this shit real quick. I go ahead and finish giving y'all this damn news, man. But yeah, man. I got the video too, man, you know what I'm saying, from the motherfucker last night. When I came into the door and shit, you know what I'm saying? The bitch charged me $10, you know. got the stripper hoes all on cam and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. I'm shaking my ass. Bitch, get your ass up out of here. I said, shit, your motherfucking tip money went to the dough, goddammit. Bitch, that's the tip. Shit. Yeah, you talking about? Talking, you gonna tip me? I got a tip for you. Get your ass out my motherfucking way. Shit. That's your tip. But it's all good, man. It's all to the good. All right, people, we back in the building. We back in the building. Let me get this motherfucking news on out of the way. Let me walk over here real quick. Pump some music up in the background. Anybody got some special requests for some background music?
Let me hear some of that John New or Bonnie V.
All right. We got some motherfucking John New coming up, followed by some fucking Bonnie V. Yeah. This is John New, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking mean swag. Yeah, taking this thing on over here to Seattle, Washington, y'all. Where a peeping Tom, yeah, is caught at a peep show. Hell nah. Right. The mind boggles at this one. A guy trying to sneak in the dressing room of new performers. Yeah, and what did he expect to see? Women with their clothes on. Yeah, a few minutes before 2 a.m. Saturday, a Seattle police officer was dispatched to the Lusty Lady, the Peep Show Strip Club. A man there planned to crawl into the dancer's dressing room in the ceiling crawl space. Hell no. That is a peeping Tom and shit. How you peeping on the guy? You in the strip club, peeping on the strippers.
Wow.
Y'all saying, what the fuck? Alright, where they do that at? I guess they do that in, where the fuck that? Washington. Washington fucked up anyways, man. You got that wild, all that political bullshit going on. You know y'all fucked up. Anyways, child is duct taped to a wall. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. We in motherfucking Nebraska, y'all. Yeah, over here in Patrice. Two residents face child abuse charges. Accused of taping the woman's 22-month-old child to a wall.
Damn. Wow.
The child's 17-year-old mother, Jayla Ham, was charged with intentional child abuse. An arrest affidavit says Ham's digital camera contained images of the little boy crying while being duct-taped to a wall. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Y'all, all right, let's go over here to Smoky Land. I mean the Netherlands. Yeah, Michael Jackson's land. McDonald's fires worker over extra piece of cheese. Bitch, we in a recession. Need all the cheese we can get, but y'all can put extra meat on that motherfucker, though. The McDonald's restaurant was wrong to fire a worker for giving a colleague, an extra piece of cheese on a hamburger. Yeah, a Dutch court ruled on Tuesday. The dismissal was too severe a measure. The district court in Leeuwarden in the north of the Netherlands said in a written judgment, bitch, it's just a slice of cheese. They didn't say it like that, but bitch, it's just a slice of cheese. Shit, what the hell is going on? Anyways, that ain't even need to be read, but fuck it. This is nothing new, goddammit. You're going to hear all kind of bullshit to shit to bullshit. Yeah, we're in New York, where a single mother of four dies during abortion. That should have told you something, bitch. You done have four of them. The fuck you going to have the goddamn, going to just kill the fifth one. Dumbass, bitch. Skip. Detectives are investigating a Queens clinic where a 37-year-old woman was fatally injured while undergoing an abortion. Alexandra Nunez began bleeding heavily during the procedure at A1 Medicine in Jackson Heights. No, not in the hood in Tampa, Florida, people. Yeah. On Monday, officials said, one of Nunez's arteries was inadvertently severed, and she went into cardiac arrest, according to police sources. God damn. That bitch should have just had the baby. Shit. You would have had the motherfucker, you wouldn't have had them problems. You know what I'm saying? But hey, what the fuck is going on, y'all? Y'all is motherfucking tripping with my shit. They is seriously tripping with my shit. I guess y'all trying to sabotage my nutty news. Bitch, I play my own music now. Don't get it twisted. All right. I tell y'all what. Let me do some nigga rig shit real quick since they want to try to hate on the dog. You want to hate on the dog? I got something for you. Check this shit out. Y'all don't know nothing about me, man. Y'all don't know nothing about me. Can't stop my hustle. Yeah, fuck it. Play my own goddamn background music. That shit too loud. Come on. Yeah, this is ghetto radio going down right here. This motherfucker is just my shit. Come on, bitches. There we go. My nigga Rob B's in the background, man. Song called Getting Paid. Shouts out to motherfucking Okeechobee out there, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. We over in California, y'all. Where the school district bans dictionary over a definition. Yeah, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. California School District has added a new book to the controversial list of literature that is considered unfit for young eyes. It's the dictionary. Yeah, the trouble started when an inquisitive student got lost somewhere between oralism and orang, O-R-A-N-G, and found a rather recent entry, oral sex. Yeah, a phrase that has been in common parlance since 1973, but still makes many parents fairly hot under the collar. It should, bitch, if you're doing it right. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Oh, sorry about that, y'all. That's just crazy. All right, y'all, we in earthquake-ridden Port-au-Prince, Haiti, man. Well, these crazy motherfuckers, man, is finna get their ass tore the fuck up. Soldiers spray tear gas at Haitians rushing for food aid. Yeah. Brazilian soldiers spray tear gas on a crush of Haitians seeking food from relief workers Tuesday, as international aid groups struggled to match the extraordinary demand for food 2 weeks after this country's paralyzing earthquake. For the second time in 2 days, hungry Haitians who were gathered outside the presidential palace saw food running out. But y'all motherfuckers so-called got $68 million worth of aid raised to help these motherfuckers out. Imagine that shit. Man, please. And $68 million worth of food went over there. You should eat. Man, please. What the fuck up, man? Y'all blow smoke up somebody else's ass. Matter of fact, that relates to this one next one. We ain't got down West Summerland Key, Florida. Where the fuck is that? Anybody heard of that? West Summerland Key? Ask where you been now?
Hell no.
That's up by you, Chris?
Hell no, nigga.
Who the fuck is that then? All right, then. Mark, you heard of that book?
No, I ain't never heard of that one.
West Summerland Key, Florida. All right, teens escaped juvenile program. Yeah, and a stolen fire truck. That's what I'm talking about. Two 17-year-olds fled from a juvenile diversion program at a Florida Keys campground in a stolen fire truck. They was going to put out somebody else's fire. You know what I'm saying? The teens have been arrested and charged with grand theft auto. Dumbasses. The truck belonged to the chief of the Big Pine Key Fire Department, which seems kind of strange on how they fucking stole the bitch. What, they had keys in the motherfucker? Next to the goddamn juvenile motherfucking camp? Stupid motherfuckers. Alright. Alright, people. That'll do it for the fucking Nutty News of the day, man.
Nutty News!
That's real. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your nutty and crazy off-the-wall motherfucking news, man. I done reviewed it. Hey, who you register with? BMI, ASCAP, who you register with? Who everybody register with? Ashley, who you register with?
Shit, I ain't even registered.
What do you mean you ain't registered?
Well, what you say? You said for ASCAP?
Oh, or BMI, ASCAP, somebody there so you can get paid off your goddamn music being played.
Yeah, that's in the process. That's in progress right now. I ain't even got ASCAP right now. We doing everything free right now. But 2010 shit, we trying to make some money.
I mean, well, I'm waiting for this shit to approve, but I've been told BMI is free to register and everything. You know what I'm saying? Clem, who you register with?
I'm with BMI. They free.
They free.
Yep.
And they give you how long did it take for you to get all your paperwork and everything done?
A week.
A week.
Yep.
So what they did? They sent you tangible copies and everything.
Yeah, me and Cardi, registered with BMI for the Big Bad Board and the South phone that we got together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm registering right now. That's what I'm in the process of doing right now. I got a motherfucking application going through. But that's why I was saying, Ashwood, it only take a few minutes, man. You got to get registered somewhere. But now let me ask you something.
Hell yeah.
Krim, as far as it says, talking about you can't, you understand I will not be able to join another performing rights society for at least 2 years. What'd that mean?
That's bullshit. That's basically what they saying. See, BMI, they got, they got labels and shit, too. BMI got labels and shit, too. You know what I'm saying? And
you mean like record labels?
Yeah, they got record labels. BMI got record labels. And they have promotion, distribution. They got distribution deals and shit because Koch Records, Koch Records.
Okay.
They distribute for free. It's a lot of niggas on Koch Records.
Yeah, that's 50.
Yeah, Koch, Asylum, Koch and Asylum, they do the same thing. If they like you, send your shit in. If they like it, they'll distribute that shit for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what you know H, don't you? That motherfucker was on Koch. That motherfucker, well, he a hell nobody, but he was on Koch when he was, you know what I'm saying, little nigga that do the cypher shit down in Ebo City on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was on Koch, but he fucked up trying to sell that bullshit down south. You know what I'm saying? You can't sell no up north shit in the south.
Well, to some up north motherfuckers.
Yeah. Delaware. You know what I'm saying? He's a Delaware nigga, and he's trying to sell some up north shit in the south.
In Delaware?
Yeah, he's from Delaware.
D.C., that's D.C., Snow. Spell it.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga from Delaware, you know what I'm saying? He tried to steal some Delaware shit.
Man, that's because of foul. Crazy, yeah.
Up of it. And that shit flopped. And if you get dropped from a motherfucker that's distributing you for free, you bullshit.
Yeah.
You know your shit, Tyler.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's crazy, yeah.
That's how I go.
Yeah, if you can't put your motherfucking grind down to push yourself, you know what I'm saying, after getting that kind of free promotion, you in the wrong goddamn game.
But that's just like me. that's just like me, you know what I'm saying, trying to sell my shit up north. You know what I mean? I'm going to sell my shit where I know motherfuckers listening to my shit first.
Yeah.
Then let that shit bleed.
Develop that market.
You know what I'm saying? Then let that shit bleed to another, you know what I'm saying, another spot. I'm going to get the motherfucker that's listening to my shit first. Then I'm going to let that shit go to another spot. But I ain't going to go try to another spot, and these motherfuckers ain't never heard my shit, and goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't on these niggas' level. How the hell I'm going to take some fucking more shit in the South and fake that shit to sell?
Well, I mean, shit, just like they come down here and you know, try
that's
they have to adapt their style to South style, you know what I'm saying, in order to appeal to us. You know, they
that's
don't see big, you don't see Big Pun coming down here with his style. Yeah, Fat Joe didn't come down here and he ain't keeping it. He ain't doing that New York shit. He on that Southern shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which you got to be. I mean, how you going to, you feel me? How you going to lie? I mean, shit, if a nigga making a beat and all that shit for you, and it's a Southern motherfucking crunk beat or whatever kind of beat we on.
Yeah.
You know, shit, nigga, you got what the fuck you got a motherfucking ride or die by, shit.
Yeah, that's how it is. I done have some people from up north already tell me, they like, yo, Ashwood, you on your South shit. You need to get back on that up north. I said, bitch, I'm in the South. What you expect?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what the fuck you talking about?
You can't be on that shit, you know what I'm saying? You got to adapt to where you at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Adapt to the music scene where it's at. But niggas stay doing that shit. Niggas stay. I got a whole lot of homeboys from up north, niggas I know up there. And niggas just be like, yo, you on that South? But it's always been like a rival with up north and south, you know what I'm saying? Up north niggas, they want to hear that up north shit. South niggas want to hear that south shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm versatile,
shit. If I go to Africa, I'm going to be like, Kwee Madah, Krute Tree.
And
you
not even
saying?
Worry about the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Not even worry about the bullshit. Yeah, so that's some real nigga shit, though. Who the hell is this?
Hell yeah.
All right, we got nutty news out the way. We got music.
Nutty news!
Projects coming out. Anybody got new projects? Go ahead and splash your new projects coming out.
Yeah, okay.
We got the amateur house, you know what I'm saying? Get signed up for that. We got the amateur house, the new... it's going to be a television show, national, going national and shit, you know what I'm saying? Got sponsors and shit working now. It's free for artists to perform, you feel me? I mean, only thing we doing is selling the tickets. Tickets $10.50, you know what I'm saying? You get recognized, you know what I'm saying? So it's, but you got to send in your bio, and we got, you know what I'm saying, and all that. Matter of fact, I need to get all that kind of contact information, where to send all your buys and all that shit.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a major move in 2010, man. We already here in it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, we need to act like we're in the future. You know what I'm saying? Get your space boots on, goddammit, because, shit, here. You know what I'm saying? We already here. What the fuck is going on with my shit? Bitch, it all froze the fuck up, man. I ain't got no internet. Sorry, y'all. Yeah, man. Starship
Smelling. Somebody connected.
Frozen in space. Shit, frozen in space. Tell you what I will do, though, while I'm waiting. Is roll up some economical pressure.
Pressure. Yes, sir.
This motherfucker talking about something. Remove plastic before using. How the fuck are you going to get into the goddamn blunt wrap without removing the goddamn plastic? You know what I mean? You're probably just going to light the goddamn plastic on fire and shit. Like, I thought that's how you're supposed to do it. It just say blunt wrap. Man, please. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But for every time you see a word just stupidly out there put on that shit label, yeah, somebody done did that stupid shit. The motherfucking coffee don't have a big ass... This shit is hot label for nothing after motherfucking McDonald's got their ass sued where the bitch came in there and talking about something, you know what I'm saying? She got the hot pot of coffee spilled it in her lap and burnt herself and shit. Other bitch, I think they got sued a couple times over that before they actually changed the label because somebody else got burnt drinking the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then they have a lawsuit. And Biz was like, no, man, you got to put some warnings on this shit. And then that's when, you know what I'm saying, all they shit started showing up with the caution hot. And that's on everything, pancakes, bitch, anything that's hot, that motherfucker say caution hot.
Mm-hmm.
On they shit now. They don't even play. They give a damn what it is. They give you some fucking hot chocolate. Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Hot fucking ice cream. Caution hot, bitch. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
These two motherfuckers apparently need some guidance, so we're going to go ahead and just say fuck it and everything label. But shouts out to them. Other than that, what y'all got going on, man?
Shit. Best of Ashwood mixtape is out right now, man. No Sleep Films
too.
Next month. Yeah, I actually did it. It's going to be a double CD for the No Sleep Films too next month. It's going to have the Best of Ashwood included, so. DVD/CD next month.
Oh,
we
okay. All in one package.
All in one package. There you go. No Sleep Films too on one side, then Best of Ashwood on the other side.
Yeah. Well, me and DeJuan finna hook up and do this new mixtape, man. Y'all gonna see DJ Smells So Good and DJ DeJuan exclusive pressed up mixtape. Now, listen, this is what I meant to discuss on the show the other day. Because motherfuckers like, man, that sound, that's, you know, that don't even sound right. In order for you to get on the mixtape, now me, I was charging $5, you know what I'm saying? Okay, he charged $100 to get on the mixtape.
Oh, man, I was telling you about that shit, Smelly. That's what you told my D,
now,
right?
But listen, yeah,
go
he
ahead,
charged $100 to get on it, you know what I'm saying? But now, fucking with him, though, this dude from Chicago. You feel me? So, I mean, your music really ain't finna be in Florida, period. He travel everywhere else but here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all he do is basically pass out CDs. That's all he do. He don't do nothing else. He don't work, period. All he do is press them shits up and distribute them bitches to everywhere he can get. He was at the awards. He the one that do all the Down South Players and Divas mixtape parties and shit.
You
know what I'm saying? He go to every club and do them parties and hand out the motherfucking CDs. Now, for your $100, you get 50 pressed up CDs of your own to go back with your song and everything, with your information all pressed up on it. You know what I'm saying? That's what's included. So, I mean, when you do the math, I mean, even if you took these same CDs and it's got 20 tracks and they hot tracks to everybody else, and you sold them bitch for $2. You got your money. You got your money back.
Yep. You can sell them shit.
You know what
$1.
I'm saying? If you sell $2 a piece, that's 50 CDs. You sell them $2 a piece. You just got your $100 back. If you want to do that, it's a full mixtape that you can sit up there and push you and sell for $5, and make you $250 off of.
There you go.
But I mean, you know, I'm really, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of trying to step this shit into another game, you know what I'm saying? And in order for us to really get a mass push, you know what I'm saying, you do need that. So, I mean, when you sit up there and look like, okay, well, damn, that's $2,000. Yeah, it is. But now you got to think about the gas money that we putting in it to drive around. You got to think about how much it costs to get those shits pressed up, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, you're getting pressed up at least, you know, shit, about 10, we press up, I think, like 10,000 CDs. You know what I'm saying? To actually hand out and give out. So that's 20, and then that's what? 50 people that need to get their shit. So that's 1,000 right there. You know what I'm saying? Between each artist, 50 CDs getting distributed by 20 different artists. That one mixtape is getting distributed by 20 different artists. Well, 22, because that's two DJs and 20 artists pushing one mixtape.
Yep.
And that was to call numbers. See, that's the whole thing I've been trying to do with the guys I've been dealing with and get them in that frame of mind. Because once you do that, then you in this area. You in this area. You with this person. And then especially doing, like, collabs and stuff with different artists.
These mixtapes, let me read one of the little track lists. Like, the mixtape, you got people, you got Bonnie Bon Shape, Vision, Lady G. I don't know where she from, but I think I heard T-Jeezy, you know what I'm saying, featuring Javon Black, Lady Duet, Tom G, Sin of Men, Rated R, Ja, she on there with that Super D song, Boy Wonder, Portia, Young Swag featuring Rick Ross. Rick Ross actually on the track. Strizzo featuring Bonnie and Son of Men. Shift Red, I don't know who that is, but he on the track with OJ the Juice Man. And then you got Chris Stahl, which I met him at the awards too, featuring Gucci Mane and Skrull. So I mean, well, also Dirty Game, Young AJ featuring Charlie Lowe, Prophet, Loyal, and Skull featuring Bonnie and Player. So you got all these 20 different people, you know what I'm saying? Loyal, that's a little young group, you know what I'm saying? Then you got Dirty Gang, it's a single group, single by itself. You feel me? All these people out here in the streets pushing that shit, though. Javon Black pushing shit. I know Lady Duet pushes her shit. Bonnie pushes her shit. You know what I'm saying? Ja pushes, definitely pushes her shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely pushing it, too, because I did the city. So, you know, I want to be, you know, definitely with the music and stuff. I mean, there's some hot tracks on there, too. So, y'all may as well copy one, you know what I'm saying? Get what smell good, you know what I'm saying? And go ahead and copy one.
That's just
one.
To show you, you know what I'm saying, how you actually are on there. And that's, you know, that's all representing you. You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, this is volume one and it's a volume two on here. You know what I'm saying? So it's just more promotion for you. That's easy promotion versus paying $100 for 100 pressed up CDs like y'all doing. That's kind of backwards. You know what I'm saying? Because you are the only one pushing that CD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Versus having 20 people push that motherfucker for free. You basically paying $100 for free promotions. You basically ain't even paying no money, period. You basically just paying $100 up front to get your money back and then get your shit freely promoted after that. That's the breakdown of that. Because, I mean, shit, after you make your $100 back, you know what I'm saying, boom, that's back in your pocket. We still all around every fucking where we going, because I already told them I want to shoot up to Gainesville and Brooksville, you know what I'm saying, and dump some shit off up there. A couple of people, you know what I'm saying? Just start taking little day trips. You know what I'm saying? Let's jump into college. Take a little day trip. Let's ride up here. You know what I'm saying? Go around the colleges. Because that's a big missed area right now. It's the damn colleges. You know what I'm saying? Nobody pay attention to them. So,
That's right.
You know, it sounds like a number, man. But if you believe in yourself and you put money behind yourself, you know what I'm saying? As long as if you pushing you, then that ain't no money at all. If you pushing you like you say you do, that is no money at all, because you turn right back, you know what I'm saying, and you give CDs away. You'll buy 100 pack of CDs, burn them up, and you give 100 CDs away. When you can take them same CDs and sold them for a buck, you know what I'm saying, and then there your 100 to get some pressed up shit. And then get your 50 pressed up shit and then go back booming for 5. You know, it's all in the hustle, man. Hey, everybody hustlers on this line, though. So I ain't talking to nobody on this motherfucking line right now. I ain't directing at nobody. Well, my damn shit is fucked up right now, man. I can't even goddamn get into shit. I mean, this shit is fucked up. Can't play no goddamn music. Nothing. What the fuck is going on? What a dude don't do?
Hey, Smell.
Yeah.
We got Krill back in the booth with a new one for you.
Okay, there we go. All right, what it is? What we talking about? What we talking about? Don't have me, boy. You know I'm a song.
Yeah, y'all on that no hand, but you gotta listen to this one here.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
It's called Talk to This Pussy.
Talk to This Pussy. Oh, shit. Hey, you know the motherfuckers was tripping at the damn at Encore when you got up there and he did and they was already like, oh shit. First time you beat the pussy. They was already like, God damn. That's why they wanted to get Burst out the way, cause he was only coming to do that one song. And yeah, he would have got, but fuck that. I like the way you did it. Fuck that shit, nigga. It's my turn. He the closing act. That's what the fuck he's supposed to do. And you don't put no motherfucking star act before no goddamn, you know, just opening act.
Yeah.
Now, where they do that at? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that shit there was exclusive. That shit there. Then when she got up, look, motherfucking no hand. I said, oh, shit. Everybody was like, oh, shit. I was like, this is my part right here. Shit. My motherfucking jam. My jam. But it's all good. Got the music back running. Yeah, make sure you hit me up with that. You know what I'm saying? I gotta give up to Bobby Treacherous too, man. That goddamn Sour Diesel shit is banging, boy.
Yeah, that bitch gonna be hard.
That shit there is banging. I mean, that intro he had with the little throwback beat to it and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, he did that one. You know what I'm saying? He did that one. He had a little throwback old school beat. And all them songs he did last night was on point. You know what I'm saying?
They gotta be. They gotta be, cause I can't take him nowhere with me in this shit, Tommy.
Yeah, know that. Yeah, cause you're a white boy. You got to step up, like nigga, extra, like females and shit.
Oh, yeah, right.
Man, you got to work extra hard and shit.
Yeah, right.
But hell, bitch, we had to work extra hard. Fuck that shit, nigga. Nothing but modern day reverse slavery. Get your ass out there. Goddamn it, make this goddamn music. Oh, shit. Look at that shit. Whoop his ass with that vinyl.
Oh.
Smack his ass upside the head with a record and shit, bitch. Get your ass over there in the booth. Shit better be hot, too. Shit better be hot.
It's time for us niggas to get paid off the target.
Hey, y'all already know for real. If you ain't in that mind state, shit, all right. They're going to keep motherfucking paid off of your ass then, you know what I'm saying? Good with that shit, too. Hey, what's up with Creek, man? I ain't seen that nigga around. What's up with him?
Oh, he working on some new shit. He coming out. I ain't going to let him out the garage till you finish it up.
Oh, okay. And that motherfucker is putting the pen and pad down, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody got me inside. I left Hitman in the garage. He got the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on some new shit with him. And,
Now, Hitman, is he down here or he back up and then what?
No, he back down. Back down here.
Oh, okay.
He in the lab trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get his ass to get on, you know what I'm saying? Some flip, you know what I'm saying? With that motherfucking, that Spanish and that motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, that downtown shit together. Do some pit bull type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know what time that is. Gotta have that bilingual flavor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, what time.
Real bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is Wildin' Out Wednesday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got into talking about, you know, badass disrespectful kids. Started the show off, and we went in a little janky-ass club promoters, clubs, and then, you know what I'm saying? Of course, if you got a janky-ass club, you got a janky-ass promoter just hanging out around the motherfucker. But it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Because MB Promotions, Regular Game Entertainment, Crime City Records, No Sleep Entertainment, No Sleep Film, Regular Game Films, God damn it, shit. You asked me to get the fuck out of the way. Get your motherfucking hands up. And I don't mean the party, god damn it. Get your motherfucking hands up. Get y'all bitch ass up against the wall. Get y'all bitch ass up against the wall, fuck niggas. All of you. Line all you motherfuckers up. Start snapping you bitches across the head with vinyl. Fuck ass motherfucker.
Real nigga movement. Real nigga movement.
Yeah, for real shit, man. Fucking whole ass motherfucker, man. I got a bone to pick real quick for somebody. Just bullshit. My nigga Goofy Bones, California is in the building, goddammit. San Jose.
Oh man, what's up, man? I was just listening to the show because I got some chick in the shower. We're about to take off right now.
What's wrong with you?
What's up?
Man, listen, brother. Hold on, my goddamn pistol at? Well, you lucky I couldn't find my pistol fast enough.
Nah, man, I'm over here at my good friend Christina's house.
Oh.
She's been harboring a Mexican for a little bit. So, you know, she in the shower right now, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to listen to some Smelly right now. And then when she get out, we supposed to go shopping and shit.
What the hell kind of shit is that? For
hey, you know what the funny thing is about this being poor and shit? Everyone's starting to take care of you now. It's like, damn, I should have been poor years ago. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, fuck.
You wonder why motherfuckers standing on the corner and shit. The bitches ain't cold
back
there. They're like, shit, if I can let the American people take care of me like this here, fuck, I might as well just chill the hell out.
Shit, I've had three girls buy me three outfits in 2 days. I mean, come on, that's some shit right there. That's, you know what I mean?
I need to move to damn Cali and get me a sign and put that bitch out. You know? I'm broke from Florida.
Hey, what's up, Smelly? Who do we got on the line?
Oh, man, everybody introduce yourself, man. Y'all know what time it is.
What's up, man? It's your boy Ashwood. Goofy Bone, I just heard your new shit, man. I'm feeling that new shit, man. I'm feeling that shit.
Hey, yeah. I was jamming to an old Smelly show with the Cheers song.
It's time to make a toast.
Dude, I'm telling you, hella chicks like that song, homeboy. You need to get it out to California ASAP.
Definitely, most definitely, definitely, definitely for sure.
Cause I'm gonna make a toast.
We gotta collab, man. We gotta hook up, man. I heard your new shit. I was definitely feeling that new shit, so we definitely gotta collab, man.
What new shit did you hear?
I heard some new shit. You said some shit about what he said. Damn, it was this one line you said in that shit. You said some shit about Roman. You said, bitches Roman like a cell phone. Yeah, some shit, bitches Roman.
Oh, man,
Roman,
I think anybody would knows what's up with the bus stop song. Man, lady,
hey,
Smelly, I
down here. Play that shit, Smelly. That bitch hard.
Hold on.
Hey, Ashwood, I've been down in the dirt, you know what I mean? Motherfucking the IRS came and invaded the wet back and fucking they took everything from me, man. They say I owe $1.2 million. What kind of in over 3.5 years that I haven't paid taxes, what the fuck do I owe $1.2 million? You know what I mean?
God damn.
Pay up to the radio.
You say billion,
you already know.
Oh, hey, what's up, sir? Hold on, let me beam somebody else up in here. Hold on, y'all.
On me because I paid for my house. It was $685,000. I paid it cash. And these motherfuckers
are
hating
on
me for
that.
M people
motion. Hold on, 419, who that is, Miss Computer Lady?
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are
That's
you?
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, y'all get the flirting and shit. Y'all watch your mouth.
Some computer love.
Third world in the building, on one hand. We got Miss Computer Lady up in the building from Ohio. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Shouts out to Toledo. Oh, you in Columbus?
No, I'm in Toledo.
She in Toledo.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Shout
Columbus
out to Toledo.
Toledo,
high computer lady.
Hey, babe.
Hey, sweetheart. Right now I'm kind of cheating on you, but just realize that I love you in the end, okay?
And y'all wondering why I need prayer.
man. If y'all know, this is virtual husband and wife right here, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey.
Oh, well, almost, Smelly, you got to remember, the virtual preacher still needs to do his
duty.
Oh,
yeah. Y'all virtual fiancés or some shit like that, finances, whatever they call it. Virtual finance. Yeah, this my finance. I mean, fiancé. Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
they know what the fuck
City.
They were talking about. Yeah, we got Crime City up in here. Crim representing Dave City. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Dave,
homie.
Well, yeah.
What up? What's happening with you?
I see you on that DVD earlier, the Real Nigga Radio, the Real Nigga Shit DVD.
Yeah.
I see you on there, man. I shot you out, man. You be on some real shit.
Yeah, I know that.
Hey, we did that last night, too.
You already knew.
With my backpack. Yeah, that's a good time, though.
Smelly, don't worry. I'm still claiming him as my husband because he knows where the stuff is that the blunt can't match. So, he knows.
Right. I ain't even going there because he done jumped off. You know what I'm saying? He done jumped ship. He know how to fucking ass back.
I know his digits. Don't worry.
You know what I do? Call that motherfucker play hate. Cop blocking and shit. Hey, what you doing, dog? What you doing? Motherfucker, I just called you and told you what I was doing. Oh, my bad. My bad. Call right back and shit. Dog, you busy? Is you busy? Motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm busy. Shoot. Yeah, I'm busy.
My bad. I ain't no dog. My bad. I ain't no.
My boy said he got the engine light on. He put the phones on that shit.
Oh yeah, you want to hear that? The new one, Goofy. Hold on.
That is nice.
His new song, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Not this one.
I'm loving.
Where is it at?
Oh, okay. Well, this must be another one then.
Yeah, no, I ain't mean to play this. I was just playing this. This is a nice song too. See Hemp, that was featuring Rated R. This is let me hear you say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still play it wrong.
I'm not that ready.
God damn.
I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death.
Goofy Bone.
Goofy Bone. New shit. Shout out to the whole bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat. Turn that shit up. Wondering
where I go. Oh, you'll turn it. It is up, goddamn.
As I stare at the car that passed by my lot, looking at these people, do they know what's right? In a world that's not ours, still working for the man, but I'm poor like Sylvester, looking for fish in a can. Man, my mind is all twisted, and I know I fucked up. I thought I had a plan, but really I got caught up. I didn't watch my back. There were snitches everywhere.
Is that one of the other new ones?
Lady across the street who woke me like a stare.
Oh, New City?
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't get this song, though? I sent it to you, man. God.
I'm
all that is beef, too.
Yeah,
it is fire.
Gotta let
Ashley
get on that
remix. But that's what. Oh, wait. Let me get you back in. Parking up a plug, cause death is taking its time. Alright, you back. Thinking of the things that I did in my prime, like steal women's hearts and nutting their souls. I know it sounds bad, but in the end I was a hoe, always roaming the streets just like a metro phone, smelling so good from my drink. Now what you like right now? My chucks were
my dickies ever free. Hey, you know, I made that song. Hey, Smelly, put that fire truck on that bitch. I made that song when the IRS taking all my shit, and they kicked me out of my house. I was sitting at the bus stop, because the bus stop's right down the street. And I was just thinking of all the mean shit I've done in life.
Hey, Goofy, babe, did you get my email?
I'm out of, I don't have email, so I'll be out of commission for a while. What was the email?
That I was praying for you and I emailed you some scriptures.
Oh, okay, thank you, darling.
You're welcome, babe.
Did you get the picture I sent you, Miss Computer Lady?
I received the email, Smelly. I haven't had a chance to check it yet, but I'll check it. Without no life, as my blood starts to end, and the ashes start to fall. I was a king watching my castle crumble to the ground, but it's time to reveal, like if I was in Haiti, this motherfucker.
Feel that fire truck with that shit. A simple tactic, don't know how to act shit. I was young and dumb,
and apologize for that bit. Watch my life go by. With the quickness, that's the rise and dip in that evil side sickness. Seeing all the women lust for me, and looking at the people who never even loved me. As the smoke clears and everything settles, I hope the dry blood puts the pedal to the metal. Cause I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I wonder where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more.
Wondering where I'm going. Wondering, that's that West Coast shit right there.
Yeah.
You heard it all the way back.
Feeling that, huh?
Hey, what's that artist's name?
It's my nigga Goofy Bone out of California,
that's
San Jose.
Goofy Bone, West Side. That's
hey,
the bitch hard. Let me get on the remix of that bitch. That bitch hard. I like everything about that song. His delivery, his voice, the track, the metaphors, the concept. That shit is hard. That shit is it's certified. Certified. I co-signed on that bitch. I like it.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right. There you go.
I like really like I like that shit enough to hear. I was trying to tell you to throw that fire truck on there, Smelly. That
Yeah, the siren and shit. Yeah. You know, I'm fucking it up in the club now. You know what I'm saying?
Hell,
I'll be
doing
it in the club, but you know, it's all good,
hell,
man.
Yeah.
Then your haters gonna hate. You know what I'm saying? Ball's gonna ball. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck niggas gonna fall to the side. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Goofy Bone, man. For sure.
Oh,
the whole fucking West Coast.
Hey, what's up, people? I'm back.
What's good? What's good? This your boy, SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, a.k.a. DJ For The People. Fuck the police. You know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Goddamn right. Shout out SFN Visuals right there, man. Doing some shit real big. And this is the outro song, man, because the show is officially over. You know what I'm saying?
Are we? You know we're not done yet, are we?
there he goes, Melly.
Schedule a show and shit. You know,
I have no internet. I'm cheating on this computer lady right now. I'm waiting for this girl to get out of the shower.
Yeah, that's why I left the message that I left in the chat room.
But you know what, Miss Computer Lady, like I told you, I may cheat on other women, but it's just like a fiending for candy. You know, when someone gets that urge for candy, you know, they have to go out and get it. But I still come home to you, honey. Remember that.
Yeah, what the hell kind of lame excuses?
Lido is where the bone belongs.
Hey, I'm looking like, what the hell kind of lame excuses is that?
I know.
Yeah.
Because, Nelly, you know, if this was for real, you know I wouldn't be putting up with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you all right. Well, you all right.
What do you mean it's not for real? What kind of language is that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, am I going to have to start the rumor that Miss Computer Lady Bone is no longer a bone?
Oh, no. The fact is, no, Mrs. Bone is still going to be Mrs. Bone, but Mr. Bone knows what the deal is.
The deal is when I get over there, then everything stops. That's the deal.
And also, he mentioned in another show that if he were to cheat on me, I remember Dillamus Night, sweet thing.
You know, the only woman I would cheat on you with is the beautiful Shelly K.
Yeah.
And she sang to me, Smelly, and I swear, a Mexican never got so wet in his life. I swear.
Man, you know I'm going to have a singing on my shit. I want to hear the whole goddamn Special Friends a cappella. Damn that shit. And then I'll play the song. I want to hear that motherfucker straight up.
Ooh,
that's like Red Fox. See, that's like the red, like Gray Fox do for you. That's what that would. She do for me, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She's certified on that R&B tip.
I'll tell you right now, Shelly K, she made me wet. And I'm sorry, Miss Computer Lady, I know it was your show and all that, but shit. If someone's singing to me like, well, I mean, when you sing to me, I get wet too, but she just did it to where I was just dripping. I thought I was Niagara Falls in my pants.
Well, I understand. Don't worry about that. Because, as I promised, there will be another one, A Gentleman's Night. It will be February 13th, so you have to check out the listings.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Miss Computer Lady, since you on the line, can I have you as my special guest on the special Valentine's Day show that I'm going to throw?
Yes, you can. On the 13th or the 14th?
The 14th. I don't know what time, but I will let you know as soon as I get some info.
Okay.
Well, don't forget the birthday bash going down. next, well, 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? February 11th. So,
happy early birthday.
Yeah, I'm doing my official birthday party right here live, you know what I'm saying, on the radio. Real
fuck, yeah.
On the,
hey, mine on the CT smell good.
On the what?
On the 15th.
On the 15th or 16th?
On the 15th. You already know Aquarius.
Yeah, all right, what time it is? That's why we vibe, you feel me? I don't give a fuck. I vibe with everybody. I don't really believe in that sign and compatibility shit. If you just
well,
a good motherfucking
you,
person,
you
just gonna be
in our hotel.
You feel me?
Hey, I'm at Kush tonight, too. Blow Kush on Armenian MLK.
Okay, all right, Kush. So we got Kush tonight. All right, that's what time it is. You know, can you smoke
hey,
a Kush?
Hey, you saw the Cocos last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
man. Boy, Goofy, man. Goofy, I'm finna wreck they fucking game, dog. I'm going to be the first nigga to ever shut a club down outside their own club.
Uh-huh. Well, what's up, Smelly? You need me to fly out there so we can shut that shit down?
Man, I'm telling you now, I'm getting my generator out. I got open mic on this Friday at Coco's Lounge. But outside Coco's Lounge.
In the parking lot.
He's motherfucking right. I mean, so I got the gallon of gin. I'll be giving out a couple little free drinks and shit. You know how I do. We already got the hot food right there because I'm next to the barbecue man with all the good food. Feel me? Got the 415s with the microphone. Nigga, I'm clowning.
Smelly, do me a favor.
What to do?
After Goofy gets down there to Florida, make sure you send him up to Ohio, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, the tickets down here is pretty cheap going state to state. I don't, you know.
Hey, well, I'm going to tell you right now, Smelly, I'm going to try to make it out there as soon as possible because right now I'm in the... I need some family with me, you know what I mean?
Hey,
right now
ain't nothing love and networking going on down here. We can use some new flavor, you feel me?
Yeah.
Definitely.
And Goofy,
flavor,
always
man.
Remember, you got a place up here in Ohio.
I know, honey, I know. And believe me, as soon as I can, I'm going to creep my little Mexican ass over there. Or should I stay at the Home Depot when you come pick me up?
They see you playing something like good green.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, but tell them, Goof, that the shit that was in Las Vegas compared to Cali.
Oh, no. You know what? Las Vegas is like a Disneyland for the adults. California, I mean... It's the weekend. You got to come to the weekend, man. It's party city. I mean, there's parties everywhere. I mean, even junior high kids are throwing parties.
Damn.
Trust me. Whoa. Some little junior high kids came up to me and asked me if I could. They were going to pay me. But I said, nah, you know, go ahead. I'll do it for free. So me and Bruce, we fucking tore someone's house down fucking doing a little concert in somebody's house.
What?
Yeah!
Yeah, see, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Coming to a bitch house. And yeah, wrecking that bitch. You got a whole different audience.
You
know what I'm saying?
They didn't even know. Only the people who threw the party knew that we were going to come in there and fucking. Man, we did it live, man. It was crazy.
Hell no. Is that crazy? Cause y'all burning blunts and shit in front of the kids.
You seen us on Handling Biz. And I was
yeah, y'all don't want me to like this shit up in here, man. Put all y'all to sleep. That's really
did you
shit,
see me?
Bro.
I asked them. I go, y'all don't want me to like this blood up.
Man, I put all y'all to sleep. That's the shit now.
Hey, shout out to my homeboy Ashwood, man. We got to get you on a remix or something, Ashwood.
All right, no, that's what time it is, man. You got to do a flow Cali Connect. You feel me?
Oh, they don't want me to start it. Hey.
And
chick I'm at right now, she said she's gonna let me hang over here for a little bit, so we're gonna try to get some internet today. And then
go get that Wi-Fi shit popping.
And when he gets the internet, Goofy, make sure you check that email.
I will, honey. And,
okay.
I have a couple scriptures for you because I was in church and the pastor gave some good ones. And I always think of you, Platinum Queens, when I'm in church. Oh, of course, Sweet Love.
Oh, okay.
Have
that good old religion talk. And it's always good to spread some religion with people you know. You know what I mean? Not just strangers.
The way you do sometimes.
Oh, man.
Hey, Goofy.
That's my great fox.
Goofy, the special you're going to have for Valentine's Day, is it going to be during the day or night?
I don't know. I got to schedule it. Tell me when's a good time and we'll do it on your terms.
Let's see. The afternoon, my time will be good. Like, before 6.
Oh, yeah. We can make it.
Okay. So it'll be 6, before 6 Eastern, and then before 3
too
Eastern
late.
Your time.
Just relax and listen to Gray Fox.
Okay.
This is Gray Fox, my homeboy, Tanner Man and Lil Lion, my cousins, actually, had a motherfucking little shit popping called Dead Dollar Records. And this brother right here named Gray Fox came into the studio and put this verse down freestyle. This whole song is freestyle.
Hey,
so
you never found this brother?
They never found him. Never found him, man.
If
I asked everybody.
Him, Melly, I want to put him on a hook.
Damn, I'm telling you. I told him, I'm like, man, yeah. Probably going to be having kids with this guy this song to get out, though.
Because believe me, every time I listen to this song, I always think about how the bad things I've done to girls, and I made them cry.
Oh,
shit.
What'd you say?
I said I always think about the bad things that I do to women. And, you know, I made millions of women cry. And I don't mean to do it, but it's just, hey. When you're a free agent, you're a free agent. And you can go to any team you want. As long as they got the right price.
And the right equipment, goddammit. Fuck that.
I mean, me some shit.
This guy has a good equipment on the team. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all the other shit. He ain't gonna pay you well, but if the equipment ain't right, man. Shit. It ain't gonna work. That's
out the Dead Dollar Records. Is that what it is? Dead Dollar Records.
Yep. And a man in love line.
That's what's up. And wherever Gray Fox is, man, shout out to Gray Fox.
This is.
Damn, he did that fucking freestyle.
Freestyle. Just came up now off the dome.
Gray Fox. Hey, but Smelly,
just
to a beat,
because he just
trip out there, Smelly.
Yeah, he just liked the beat. You know what I'm saying? He was like, damn, I like that beat. And he had just made the beat up, like right there. He making the beat up. Along as he's singing and shit. You know, it's sad, man. Motherfuckers got so much skills, dog. And just, you know what I'm saying?
They don't use them.
Don't use it. Don't apply it enough to keep them motivated, you know what I'm saying? And people, you know, want that quick turnover.
Motherfuckers got a voice like Ronald Ferguson. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And people like me could put him on a hook. You know, where we don't need no fucking, who's on the hook all the time?
T-Pain.
Little John and all those other
people. T-Pain and shit, you know
the
man.
69 boys.
Gonna put Thrill, what the fuck his name is, Thrill the Player. It's with his 1 million, his 1 million copies sold.
Fuck Thrill the Player. That was a couple years ago.
Nah, we've been laughing hard as hell about that shit. You need to put a big ass poster of this nigga up with a goddamn record say 1 million sold, 1985. Nigga, please. That shit ain't no, I don't get no motherfucking
play. Hey, I'll
tell
you right now.
That's like something to get pussy and shit with.
Everything else,
it don't
matter.
Records. Yeah, no.
It don't. It's what you're doing right now. Like this time last year, shit, I was a millionaire. Now look at me. I'm in the slums, in the streets, and in the ghetto.
Yeah.
Jumping from girl to girl to stay at their house. And shit. It's all good, because I know I can make it back.
What's up, Curl?
Hey. They still my main history and music conference the other night.
They did what?
They said I made history out of the music conference the other day, on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah?
That's the only motherfucker that ever snapped on the counter.
Hey, fuck, man, fuck that whole panel. You know what I'm saying? That bullshit they came down with.
Who? The 69 boys?
Nah, the whole panel of judges, man, they just came up there with some bullshit. They came up promoting some, to me, some real whole shit. How you promoting Ghost Riders? Artists, get a Ghost Rider.
Hey, fucking, because nobody has talent. All
you feel
the
me?
Shit
I mean, how
I
you
wrote,
promote that?
All the shit that I've seen and what Bruce does, we all write that shit down.
Man, these motherfuckers
talking
about get a Ghost Rider.
I don't flow good because I just don't do it. But if I'm sitting there concentrating and writing and thinking of the shit that I did in my time, in my history, fuck, you're going to get a song.
Yeah, if you can relate to your life, hell yeah. You can express your life and just put that
but
shit
I'm telling
on paper.
There's motherfuckers out there that are watching their bigger brother do shit, and they're writing stories to it. You know what I mean?
That's Plies. You just described Plies, shit. Hey, you just described Plies, goddammit. Yeah, he's doing the same shit. He's making money off of his brother's story. You know what I'm saying?
Because, shit, I got all my paperwork. I got my tax evasion papers. I got my motherfucking case that I fucking beat. I got all my rap sheets. Just in case motherfuckers want to come up to me and say, you ain't real, bitch, I'll bring it to you. Give me a fucking hand truck.
Yeah. That real nigga shit.
That's why I said straight low records, because it's, we just straight low. And that's it.
Hey, that's why we get along, boy. Regular game entertainment.
Hey,
and
Smelly, you know
straight,
what, man?
Crazy
we got
motherfuckers,
along, man.
Man.
Shit.
Hey.
I'm telling you, man. We gonna keep riding till the day we die, brother.
Hey, that real nigga shit. The Blastikins, goddamn. Y'all hear the first term? Motherfucking Blastikins up in this motherfucker. Black Mexicans, fucking right.
Hey, croutons.
Crute, my brother, Crute.
Oh,
Crute,
okay, I always fucking get it wrong.
I was gonna say DJ Crouton.
Crouton, you know, Tony always has his little language.
Is my baby hungry?
Oh, man.
Is my man hungry?
Hey. Y'all hear Mexican talking African, goddammit.
Come
y'all
on, man.
Know what time it is. Damn it. The Mexican,
hey, I
Mexican
remember my
black
homeboy
connect,
Ashwood.
Man.
He was a black German. He was speaking German like nothing. The black German.
Well, let me make sure I...
Fuck you, who cares? We all collaborating. You know what I mean?
Y'all
it's
miss,
not jungle
y'all
fever.
Be missing
it's called
Tuesdays.
Collaboration.
If y'all tune in on Tuesdays, see, that's the funniest show, really. Is the time to learn the language Tuesdays? That's really like just comedy hour, because trying to hear a motherfucker repronounce another bitch language...
I know.
Yeah.
It'd be funny.
You know,
well,
let me
tell
you,
I swear to Vietnamese, when I go into like a Vietnamese restaurant or something, because I like to eat noodles, all the women, they trip out because I'd be like, Xin chào, yet I am la mi, eh? You know what I mean? They'll be like, what the fuck?
You just messed it up.
Hey,
and
yeah,
they'd be
yeah,
like, what?
Yeah, yeah. You just fucked me up. You just fucked
it's
me
for
up.
For real.
I'm like, what?
It's like, because their language is like sacred, and you could only have a certain tongue to talk that, but fuck no. This Mexican's been in so many Asian shit. Their language is like nothing. Plain and simple. But it's called Christopher Columbus shit. Discovering. Right?
Well, I don't know why you call my some Christopher Columbus shit. That's called thievery, plagiarism, lying, and shit.
Hey, it's called.
See, I was
going to
say,
you watch neighborhood and go with somebody
that.
Else's. That's what it's called.
Well, then that's called new and improving it, then.
That's what it's called because that's what he did. He got tired of his hood. He went and go invading somebody else's neighborhood. Why? Because he got tired of the same shit. He's like, there's more out there. Let me go find it. But shit, I'm broke. Queen, let me fuck you real quick, and you can front me some cash. Give me a couple ships. Boom. See the natives, the Indians, you know, these people ain't got no modern technology weapons. Let's take them over. And then after that, we'll feel sorry for them. They can make us dinner, and we can make dinner with them and call it Thanksgiving.
Well, I asked you what you wanted.
Serious.
And that's history.
And that's history.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So don't call me a motherfucking hater, because that's life. I'm just telling you how it is.
Yeah, nigga, shit. Well, y'all already know what time it is. I don't,
yes,
I don't practice
that.
Yes,
it's time to end the show. Wrecking the Game Radio.
Wrecking the Game Radio.
Wrecking the Game.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Goofy Ball, on the mixtapes, what was we pushing in Las Vegas, Nevada?
We were pushing everything. You had your Florida music. I had the 186 Point Deuce mixtape, plus I had Straight Loc Records music. And you know the funny thing is, Smelly? It's like we never worked before together, you know, selling CDs and shit like that. We just looked at each other, and when we found our spot, CDs.
Man.
We got $2 CDs right here. CDs, everybody. And it was like,
we
worked like, you know, hella time.
Brother Smell.
Yeah.
Doing the
life, man. Well, hell, you say the little cush shit, you know what I'm saying? I got to make some bread, but you know.
All right.
Bring through it, check it out. You know me.
But yeah,
come on,
shout out
on
to
the
DJ
scene.
Smell So Good in the whole Tampa, Florida, 813, Killsburg County?
Hillsburg County. Yeah. Oh, well.
Goofy Bone ain't got none of that sci-fi shit over them.
Sci-fi?
That sci-fi shit.
Oh, you talking about the music?
Yeah.
You got some of that. Well, yeah, you got some of that type of, that type of drive-by type music.
Oh yeah, we thug up. Well, you know, we got some dance, you know, we got some club music and shit. Cause Bruce, he likes to do the club shit. But me, I'm in the hood. I'm gonna kill you. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. Here, let me make some music so you can go out and kill a motherfucker. That's, I don't know. I'm not trying to, you know, save the world or anything like that. But I'm just basically saying how Mexicans living in life.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, any of y'all artists want to get on the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Let me know, give your music to Smell Good, and I'll put it on the mixtape. Plan on doing one next month, Street Hustle Mixtape, Heavy Hills Volume 2. So everybody that want to get on that, let me know, man. First,
Heavy Hitters?
Heavy Hitters Volume 2.
Yeah, well, Goofy, you know, I already got you on multiple tracks down here.
I'm
going to see if
I'm
going
to go ahead and host this one here, you know. I'm looking for Smell to host this one here for me.
That Cali Connect on there, you know what I'm saying? Because
believe me, I've been wanting to do some songs about Goofy Bone in Tampa. Handling some business, you know. Because there's some suckers out there that need to get slapped.
Who that? I hear another female voice. Who that?
Like I said, that was those motherfuckers at the flea market.
Yeah.
Hey,
y'all,
those motherfuckers at.
Hey, Goofy Bone, man, let me introduce you. This is Crying City Records first lady right here, Miss Krell. I gotta send you the song. She got a song called "Look, Motherfucker, No Hands." It's
wait a minute.
Hands.
What's her name?
Krell, Well, goddamn, how you spell your name?
C-R-E-L-L.
There you go.
How do you say it?
Krell.
Krell.
Language here, goddammit. Krell. Like rail, put a C on it. Krell.
But Krell?
What?
Like Krell?
Look, motherfucker, no hands.
But you're
going
Krell?
No, what? Close enough.
that's Miss Look No Motherfucker No Hands. That's what I call it.
We
got to get a song with all girls too, man. Danu, Krill, you know what I'm saying? We all have to
get
a song.
Up.
You know what I'm saying? Pat is tail on up. Pat Team is saying, Raymond Game Entertainment, shout out to you, bro.
Hey, Krill, check this out, honey. When the homeboy sends me your music, it's going to be bumping live on 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show. So don't even
try.
I got your back, baby girl, but you got to call in and flirt with me. Make sure, you know, I'm still there.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, this is my homeboy, Goofy Bone, from San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? He's another radio show host. You know what I'm saying? So he calling in.
I ain't going to call in and flirt with you, but I can get some numbers.
That's real. MB Promotions. You know what I'm saying? He do
promotions
down here.
What's up, man?
You know, my
show number is 646-595-4136. I have two shows a day, but right now I'm in the midst of moving. The IRS invaded my Mexican ass, so I got to motherfucking relocate. But when I get stable, the show going to be back in full force, and we have a morning show and a night show Monday through Friday. So, yeah, we rep for everybody.
No
everybody
rap.
That's down. Not no hoe-ass nigga network, if you know what I'm saying, shit.
No, they don't know nothing about that.
And as long as he's safe, he keeps me from worrying. Because I will blow up his phone in a heartbeat.
Y'all listening, that's my fiance, Miss Computer Lady. She's out of Toledo, Ohio.
Miss PC Bone.
One of these days we're going to get married. I don't know when, but one of these days. You know, Miss Computer Lady, they always hit me up on how I conned you into marrying me. They thought I needed to marry you for a green card. And I was like, no, I'm legal.
No.
And, you know...
Hell no! Nah. Married for a green card.
Oh no, he's quite legal,
like,
believe me.
What do I need a green card for? You gonna give me free marijuana? Shit!
If that's the case, I need a green card. Shit!
Hey, you know the San Jose police is busting every one of the cannabis clubs in San Jose. They just opened like maybe 6-7 months ago. There's 30 of them out here. They all got busted last night.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They
like a raid
busted.
Or something?
Yeah, because there's certain zoning laws or something like that.
And if they don't, okay.
Yeah, if they're in a certain zone, and it's funny how the San Jose Council put them all in the places where they're operating at.
Well, no, they ain't funny. That's called control. And that's called let you make a
they
little
money. They
tell
them to go in that certain area, and then they come back 6-7 months later saying, oh, you're in a zone which you can't operate in.
Man, listen. Tampa is zoned like, Tampa is zoned every 1,000 feet. There is, that's how we zone. Every 1,000 feet, your ass is in felony zone. You 1,000 feet from a felony. You do anything wrong, you 1,000 feet from a felony. Every 1,000 feet you go down any block in Tampa, Florida. Now, imagine that. Every 1,000 feet you go, it's a church. Every 1,000 feet, it's a daycare. Every 1,000 feet, it's something, you know what I'm saying, that is government-sponsored. A daycare, church, you feel me? And that's all along every block in our neighborhood. And that's how it's strategically set up, every 1,000 feet.
Yeah,
so you always within 1,000 to 1,000 feet. All the school zones. You got the little middle schools.
Oh,
you got all these little training
everywhere.
Schools. You feel me? You got all these little training schools, vocational schools. They throw it off in all these little cuts with one trailer.
Damn, one trailer.
And 6 kids, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a vocational school, so it's special training. But it's a zone. That's all it is. It's just a zone. 1,000 feet. I guarantee you, look on the map. Every 1,000 feet, your ass do anything, you get a motherfucking felony. It's possible to upgrade to a felony.
It's always easy to upgrade to a felony. That's why when they always throw on, like, the gang-related charges and all this other stuff, and then I always yell at them saying, well, isn't that stupid? It's the same charge. You know what I mean? But it's just reworded.
Reworded, yeah.
And I always throw that to the judge. I go, why are you busting me twice for the same charge? Isn't that illegal?
Double jeopardy.
And my lawyer always tells me to shut up, but I always try to throw that out there. You know what I mean? Because if you seriously think on your charges, whatever, you know, that everything is reworded and it's the same charge. It's like how they get you at the DMV.
You know, they reword things, but it's all the same meaning. So I say, people, you got to know your rights first, because when I got locked up, shit, I read the book of law. Like, hell. And you ain't going to catch me for shit. Now I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's real.
And you have a right to argue with an officer as long as you don't put your hands or anything. If you have your hands to your side, like towards your belt, and you just sit there and just chew them all out, you're all good.
Man, fuck
but
that.
But if you motion or anything like that, then
fuck
that's
that.
A violation right there.
Fuck that. You put a camera in your motherfucking hand, you put the ass on the goddamn camera. That's what
oh,
you do.
Oh, believe me. It's all
and you
day.
Talk as much shit as you want a motherfucking talk. Because they ain't going to do shit when they're in front of that motherfucking micro lens that can go out to the goddamn world and tell the truth. They ain't going to do shit. Fuck the police. FTP said so. So, hey. All right, people. I'm smoked out, man. I gotta get some
yeah, money. I'm smoked out, too. But I just want to give a shout-out to everybody listening. I can't even pronounce homegirl's name. What, Carell? Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Carell.
Did I get it right? Oh, hell yeah. I get a free sack of weed. No, but, yeah, shout-out to Carell and you know, Miss Computer Lady and everybody else out there listening, my homeboy Ashwood. And, you know,
hey,
Luke Bone. He's out of commission right now, but once he gets back, like I said, tune in to 186 Point Deuce, D-U-C-E, the Worldwide Radio Show. Google that shit. Listen to the old archive shows, because believe me, there is nothing you want to miss. I'm serious. We always got a show. So check it out, people. And we done. Well, I'm done.
That's real.
Peace out, Smelly.
That's real, homie. Much love to you. Much love to
you.
Hey, I got to
love you, babe. Because you can't beat me down, huh?
Yeah, man. So, you know. There you go.
Okay, so I do. Time for a wetback to jump out and attack. See y'all.
I'm beating my fuckers out. There you go. Shit.
Bye-bye, Goofy.
I do. All right, man. Who's still left up in this motherfucker, man? Who's still hanging on? Shit. We still floating out in space and shit. I'm looking at a black screen, but we still riding, motherfucker, man. We lost out
well,
never, never world. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Well, let's see. I'm going to have it where I'm beamed off because I'm going to take one of those little ships. I got to do what I got to do, so I'll talk to you later.
You know that. Much love to you, Mr. Computer Lady.
All right.
Everybody
love
in
you
Ohio.
Too,
you know.
All right.
Here you go.
Thank you. Bye, y'all.
You fuck up the sound effect, girl. I can only do that once. All right, who's still floating in this motherfucker, man? Who need to get beamed off this bitch? What's that? Oh, y'all play some music. We can still get this bitch, keep this bitch crunk. Yeah, till they cut the phone off this motherfucker like the jailhouse.
One shot, that one shot kill.
Your 15 minutes is up, goddammit. Thank you for using AT&T. Shit. Play it, goddammit. My ship is down. My ship is down right now. I'm on the teleport beam right now. But y'all welcome to play anything in the background.
Hey, man, I jumped off, but I got stuck to one of your fucking things.
Hell nah. Hell to the nah.
I had to climb back in, man. I broke your back window. I'm sorry.
Hell to the nah. You know, that's how Mexicans do you, boy. They pack in this motherfucker.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Us Mexicans, we're talented. We know how to put windows back up. Just I got to go find the window. Stop at the nearest space store. And we'll get a window, and I'll just put it up. You know what I mean? Shit. You have to ride around with blue tape around it, but fuck it, you know.
Yeah, we got to go by the 11-7. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
11-7.
You know,
hey,
that,
who's up
that
on the line, man? What's up, shit?
Shit. Hold on, man. Let me turn y'all motherfuckers on to something real quick. Oh, fucking shit. You know the damn Say Now number?
Yeah.
The fake, you know that bitch is like a chat line?
Is it?
Man, check this shit out. Watch this shit, y'all. Y'all check this
call
shit out.
All that shit. Let's go for a chat line right now.
Y'all check this shit out.
We're on Working the Game, Working the Game, Working the Game Radio Live on Blog Talk Radio.
Now,
entering
the
and there are no new messages for you, but there are tons of other people you can talk to right now. Press 1 to listen to messages and leave a reply, or press 2 to hang out with the other callers. Since you didn't make a selection, you're about to join a room where you can chat with other people.
Bitch, I said two, motherfucker.
To talk to new people, press pound at any time. Wow. Hey, you're the only person here. Stay on the line.
Goddamn, bitch. The fuck up. Is that, bitch?
Yeah, of course we're the only people here. We're out of space, bitch. Fuck. Hey, a floating Mexican is a dangerous Mexican. I'm telling you that for damn sure. I feel like I'm a fat ass and at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, and they fucking holding up a goofy bone, motherfucking a fucking floating.
Hey, but
on
you
me.
Know what I was thinking?
Fuck you, Jay. I'm a Puerto Rican bitch.
Huh?
Damn.
What happened?
You're not Puerto Rican.
Oh, I'm not Puerto
faggot.
Rican.
Well, I am, you faggot.
Okay.
This ought to get wild, y'all. We are live in the Say Now
minute.
Chat room.
What
you know
happened
what
here?
I'm saying?
Oh, we in Say Now chat?
Yeah, we in the Say Now chat room.
Oh.
Now check this out. This
hey,
is
Puerto Rican chick, where you at?
Speak English. Please speak English.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Well, como es
my name is Goofy, and I have a big bone. Do you want it in your mouth today? Is that enough English for you?
No.
Oh.
Dude.
I think we're in the Disney Network.
You
or something.
Like. You.
Hey. Are you like. You like 12? Because if you like 12,
you
we need to find another room. We ain't lost in the Cartoon Network, are we? This car, you watching cartoons?
No. Do you want to suck a pussy?
Yeah, you watching cartoons.
No, we eat pussies. We don't suck pussies.
Yeah. Did you eat SpaghettiOs? Yeah, you eat SpaghettiOs.
Hey,
you're young.
Hey, oh, yeah. Shit.
Let's go to another room, y'all. We can go room to room all day. Let's go. We
I
spaced
fuck
out.
This Puerto Rican shit.
Yeah, but I think she's underage, man.
Oh, she is? Oh, fuck that. Yeah.
She eats SpaghettiOs. Hey, you eat SpaghettiOs, don't you?
My dick have no eyes, but my upper eyes could see. You know what I mean?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, this is Jamie, the concert promoter. I'm looking for some new talent. You a rapper?
No.
This is Diddy. Hello, this is Diddy, man. This is Making the Band 15. We're looking for new talent. Do you know how to break dance?
No.
Let me play my song for you. Oh, can't touch it. Oh, shit,
I'm doing it. Pump it.
Hey, you live on the motherfucking radio, dog. You live on Wrecking the Game Entertainment Radio, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good out of Tampa Bay, Florida, man. You got the world, you know what I'm saying, listening
yo,
to this thing now,
this
chat room.
From San Jose, California. You live on the Starship Enterprise.
You know what I'm saying? We live on the Starship Enterprise, man. You know, we got my homeboys up here. I got some artists on the line. I got Crime City Records. You know what I'm saying? Krim, if you're looking for some new music. You know what I'm saying? I got MB Promotions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's what we do. We do
MB
get 813
Promotion.
California. You know what I'm saying? Ohio Connect. You know what I'm saying? This is how
come
we
on,
do it, man.
Yeah. Much love to the West Coast, man.
You already know.
Hey, where you from, man?
Arkansas, man.
Oh, Arkansas.
Man.
Oh, that's what
you
down there.
You in
Little
Rock?
Yeah, man. Down here in the South is in the building, man.
Yeah,
well, what's up? You B
then?
Or C?
Yeah, man. Say what?
You a B, you C.
Already, man. I'm trying to find out Sunday when it was going to be popping over there at the Grammy Awards, man. Y'all going to be there?
The Grammys?
Mm.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
For the Grammys.
We promote up-and-coming artists. We don't give a fuck about the ones that made it, man. We promote all the up-and-coming artists. Like I said, you got homeboys that can rap. Send your music to my homeboy DJ Smell So Good or send it to me. You know what I mean?
That's real.
That's real.
We be on it. We be dancing on it. You know what I'm saying?
And you live on the radio, say shouts out to your hood and your peeps.
Yeah, right now I would just like to give a shout out to all the Dirty South, cause my Arkansas peoples, man, I love all y'all, man.
At what time it is, man? We going room to room. Yeah. We going room to room, homie. We got to get into another room, see what's popping, man. You know what I'm saying? But much love to you. Check
much
us out.
To Arkansas people.
Hey, we live on the radio. You can also check us out, you know what I'm saying, and hit us up live if you want to holler at us live, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying?
What's the website? What's the website?
Check it out. It's www.blog, B-L-O-G, blog talk radio, B-L-O-G, talk like talk, radio like a radio, .com. And then, backslash smelly, S-M-E-L-L-Y. BTR.
All right, then that's what's up, man.
Yeah, and then check it out, man, and then write my email down. Tell your people to send me the MP3s and bios, man. I do interviews. You can get an interview in Florida, interview in Cali. You feel me? Interview in motherfucking Ohio.
Get over to Puerto Rico.
You know what I'm saying? They don't motherfucking matter. We got motherfuckers
yeah,
in Australia and New Zealand.
Yo, what about Puerto Rico?
You know what I'm saying? Well, shouts out to Puerto Rico. Shit. We got people in Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got motherfuckers we can interview anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we got connections like that, man.
We got New Zealand. We got Little Lola.
That's real. Little Lola in New Zealand. You feel me? We got Miss Tasha Triple X in Australia. So, you know, the music get out there everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, hit me up. It's Smelly. Check it out. Smelly BTR. @live.com. That's the email address. You know what I'm saying? So it's MP3 only, and you can send the bios and all that. You know what I'm saying? And on Fridays, we do featured in the artist Fridays. You know what I'm saying? So you come get an interview, get your music played, and it's for free. You know what I'm saying? We don't charge for that. And
That's what's up.
Yeah, we doing shit real big now. Fuck with it.
All right, now.
That real nigga shit. All right, we're going to another room, people. Let's motherfucking jump off into another room. That's real live right here on the Starship Smelly Pride. Here we go, y'all. We beaming over.
We floating in space, man.
Hold on.
Shit.
You're about to join the room.
This a whole show by itself. You feel me?
we're going to
just do the room jump a room Thursday and shit. Fuck it. I want to say, we're just going to jump rooms and shit. See what the fuck popping around the world. You know what I'm saying?
What's up? Who's in this room right here?
Anybody in this motherfucker?
Hello?
I guess not. Fuck it.
Well, fuck it. This motherfucker blast off to another room then. Motherfucker, anybody in here?
We got some transporting from room to room. You ain't got no doors in a room, people. We'll get in. Don't even trip.
Whee!
Hey, you're the only person here.
Hey.
No shit.
Someone... Hold on. You're about to join the room. Hey,
listen.
You're the only person here.
Goddamn, where the fuck everybody at?
Join you soon.
Right.
Man, you promised me a party line.
The party line,
Hold on.
Man.
You're about to join the room. Hey, you're the only person here.
Hey.
Stay on the
bitch,
line and someone will join
me.
You soon.
That's some bullshit, people. Hey, well, matter of fact,
let's get a freestyle going.
Uh-oh, who is it?
Who is it?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What's happening?
Hello?
I'm going to listen to a little bit of this plaz in the background, psych. Hey, what it
Hello?
Doing, man?
What's
you live
up?
On the radio. You live on the motherfucking Regular Game Entertainment Radio. You talking to the world right now. What's happening?
Hello?
Yeah, this is DJ Smell So Good. You know what I'm saying? You live. You know what I'm saying? You on my message line, actually. So you talking to the world right now. You on the radio. You live. Say what's up. Where you at?
Are you serious?
For real, for real.
This is Olivia.
Yeah, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? You can check this out at www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr if you want to see it live or hear it live. And it's 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. every day. We in overtime right now. You know what I'm saying? We in overtime.
We in
so
extra
we just,
time.
Yeah, you send us out. This is Tampa, Florida right here, but this is my homeboy Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? He over in California, San Jose.
What's up?
No,
hi.
Sir. Yeah, I got some artists on the line.
Hey, ladies, why don't you give a shout out to your peeps and your neighborhood or whatever? Say what's up. You live on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. I can shout out to my mama and my friends. I'm in Houston, Texas right now.
All right, that's what time it is. Where you repping out of? Where y'all repping? Where y'all coming out of?
Houston, Texas. H-Town.
H-Town. Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out to my homeboy, Sally J. He representing, Houston, Texas
Dallas
up that way. Yeah, Dallas-Fort Worth, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple of artists that way, Miss Mo Blue, you know what I'm saying, representing up that way. Okay, that's what time it is. That's definitely what time it is. Yeah, you got
to
check the
all
show
right,
out,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Houston and Olivia and all her little homegirls over there. Y'all have a good day out there. Hey, what's the temperature out there?
It's about like 78 degrees.
38? Okay.
You better have some shorts on, honey.
Damn. That's a little cool. Well, baby, we just jumping room to room, you know what I'm saying? This is part of the show right here, you know what I'm saying? But tune in live each and every day, you know what I'm saying? We do something different, we do something crazy, and we take you all the way around the world, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's real. Check us out, blogtalkradio.com/Melly, B-T-R, S-M-E-L-L-Y, B-T-R. And it's 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because we might be on a different time.
Okay.
All right, check us out. Appreciate you. Holla.
Bye, ladies.
Hold on. You're about to join the room.
Damn
hey,
right.
You're the
hey, what's happening?
Hey, you're the only person here. Stay on the line and someone will join you soon.
Well, thanks.
Telling you, this is going to be a whole fucking show. We going motherfucker. This is where you advertise. We're going to promote like a motherfucker through the world, through this goddamn chat room. I'm telling you now, you see the promotion aspect of this now.
Yeah. Oh, it's
so bitches coming in here wanting to talk all the dirty talk, but fuck that. We going to interrupt all that shit.
Hey, fuck that. Start asking for their Facebooks and shit, and then we'll hit them up that way.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You're about to join the room.
Get their email address. What's the email address? Bam, bam, bam. We're going to send you information. Bam. You know what I'm saying?
All day right there.
Hey. Get this shit really
popular.
Don't
be copying, people.
Get this shit
don't
really
popular.
Yo, what's happening?
What's up?
Chilling, man. You live on the radio. You on Wrecking the Game Entertainment Radio. This is boy DJ Smell So Good, the host of the motherfucking WDGE Radio, Starship Smelly Prize, out of Tampa Bay, Florida, man. You know what I'm saying? We jumping room to room, checking people out. You know what I'm saying? We got Cali, Ohio. We got everybody on the line. You know what I'm saying? Say what's up to everybody, man. What it do?
Oh, it's awesome. It's been awesome. You know, from Puerto Rico, and it's really hot.
Oh, you in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, you lie. You a lying Puerto Rican.
I am. I'm in Puerto Rican. I still live here. I was
like, man, go to another room, man. That guy ain't Puerto Rican. You ain't even got no accent.
Claro que sí. Si te estoy hablando español. ¿Qué quiere? ¿Qué más quiere?
Oh, que quiere? ¿Qué onda?
You can ask me anything from Puerto Rico and I'll answer it.
Okay, who's the president right now?
There's no president. It's a governor, Luis Fortuño.
Okay, well, who's the governor?
Luis Fortuño.
Luis Fortuño. Why ain't no president? What the hell happened?
Yes, we belong to the U.S.
What?
And I live in Guayama, Puerto Rico.
Where's that?
Okay, well, you live on the radio. What's up?
Yeah, say what's up to your peoples, man. You live on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Send some shouts out to your people. You can say Spanish or English. It don't matter.
I'd like to give a shout out to my friends in Puerto Rico over here in Guayama, Salinas, San Juan, everybody in Patilla, and, yeah, of course, Arroyo. You know, those are my peeps. Yeah, yeah.
Man, that was real shit. Hey, I don't know what you just said, but yeah. And arriba to you. Peace out. All right. What time is it?
Shout out to the Puerto Rican.
Yeah, we're going room to room out there. That's how we do it. All show long, we're going to wild out. Wild out with it anyway.
How long we on the after hours?
Oh, hey. If it's riding, until I see And you don't hear nothing, then you know the show over. That nigga sick. Somebody trying to get in, they hung up. But you can't get in, goddammit. The show is already over. We just on the overtime, shit. Sorry. That motherfucker pushing the button, trying to get in and shit. Nah, man. They can't get back in. Hey, hello, anybody in this room?
Hello? Hey, hey, Smelly, you invented something, Smelly.
Huh?
You're about to join us.
Hey, everybody mother listen to the show, man. I don't give a fuck. Fuck Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Shit. There's a live Twitter, goddammit. I got a tweet for you. Check this out.
Man, get off the line.
Hello?
You know what I'm saying? What's happening? You live on the radio. What to do?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Wrecking the Game Entertainment Radio. This is DJ Smell So Good. Y'all live on the radio right now. What it do? Yeah, y'all want to check this out, man. Yeah, we got California in the building, you know what I'm saying? You got Tampa, Florida. You got Ohio, you know what I'm saying? Y'all live on the radio. We just jumping room to room, checking people out, saying what's up.
Hello?
I'm sending shots out to your people, though. What's happening?
Oh, all right, can I shout out?
What's popping this school right here? What's popping sixth grade? This school right here.
Hello?
Yeah. Run it.
All right.
What's up? You live on the radio?
Here's my shout out.
What's the name of the school?
My shout out is I love to rub my pussy.
I'm saying that my name is school.
I see you are on the radio. You are on Wrecking the Game Entertainment Radio right now.
Damn, you 34 years old, motherfucker.
Pussy.
Oh, the little chick talking about pussy.
You want to rap pussy? Okay, that's good. Shout out to your pussy girl. Make sure you
real shit.
Make a motherfucker well rubber, because diseases are disgusting. So remember that shit, girl.
Yes, it is. Amen.
Make sure you wrap it up. Shit. Oh, y'all look nasty motherfuckers these days. Y'all don't know what the hell.
Y'all don't want to take care of
you, motherfucker.
My son is a motherfucking mess. Y'all don't want to take care of no children.
Yeah, give you a shout out. Run it.
My shout out is to my pussy.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to your pussy. That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to your pussy.
Yeah.
I hope it's clean. All right.
Yeah, Two Man Army playing in the background, people. This is a new song called Creep With Me. You know what I'm saying? They're the 2010 A&R Music Award winners. You know what I'm saying? Won $10,000
in
prizes and stuff.
You
want a real
thing,
you know?
What's
up? Hey,
I'm going to sing, and you should listen to it on the radio, yeah.
Okay, well, you can actually, this is being recorded, so you can go back to my radio station and listen to this.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to sing. Can I sing right now?
Run it. Go ahead.
Okay, you better sing.
Hold on, let me get...
This is Virtual Idol, goddammit. Fuck it, right here live. Shit. We on Wrecking the Game Radio Live. Virtual Idol, we're breaking it to you live in 2010. Virtual Idol. Go ahead, you're contestant
right.
Number
Here
one.
Here we go.
She got her own music and everything. Check her out.
Oh, she ready.
You in costume too?
She
got sunglasses on and everything.
The fly lady's outfit.
Yeah, she just took it to the phone. Right, go, girl, go. When you gonna start singing? We can't see you dancing. It seems like you're doing a dance routine and shit. We can't see you dancing, so.
Take
a couple of balls
for everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for her because she's not doing it right.
Hey, Crime City, y'all still up in the building? MB Promotion, who's still up in the building? Oh, okay. Me and Goofbone is clowning out. All right.
Is in the building.
This computer lady still up? Okay. Hey, man, we finna motherfucker. Who the hell is that in the background? There's somebody else up in here. Hey, everybody, y'all live on the radio. Y'all want to see some shout-outs, you know what I'm saying? You get some shout outs real quick before we pull up out of here.
Go to the next room, man.
All right. Yeah.
Hold on. You're about to join the room.
I'm going to sing. She don't even fucking sing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell?
Hello?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? You live on the radio. This is what DJ Smells So Good. You live on Record
the
Game Entertainment Radio. This is? Oh, y'all back live on the radio then. Hey, what's happening?
Hello?
Y'all back live again. Goddamn it, get some more shout-outs.
What's up? What's up?
Hello?
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Hello? What's up?
Hey, you're the only person here. Stay on the line and someone will join you soon.
Well, at least you got the first people screaming on your motherfucking show like that.
Hey,
bro. You're the only person here. Stay on the line and someone will join you.
About 100 rooms to go to.
You're about to join the room.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, this is my son. I'm supposed to be singing and shit. Motherfucker, you ain't song yet. What the fuck going on?
What's poppin'?
Shit, what's happening with you? You live on the radio. What it do, don't do? Alright, who just said what's poppin'?
Oh, man, go to another room.
I'm saying y'all tripping, man. Live on the radio, the only one to fucking want to rep on the radio.
They all scared.
Oh, that bullshit.
Shit.
Name time
on,
rep.
You're about to join the room.
We got a few more minutes, people, before we get disconnected. We probably can ride out about 2 more minutes. Fuck it. Taking it to the end. Hello?
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 Yeah.
Hello? How are you?
Hello.
Well, hello. Come
hello,
creep.
What's your name?
I'm DJ Smell So Good. How are you?
Hey, you're the only person here.
God damn it.
That nigga.
Yeah, hell, DJ, but motherfucker.
She's all fucked that, nigga.
Hold on, you're about to join the room.
Diss me. Bitch, you gonna diss me. How you gonna diss me live on the radio?
Oh, man. Shit just happened, don't it?
Diss me. Oh, man. Yo! You live on the radio. You live.